Welcome to Rusak Gamers.
Welcome back to another Rusak Gamer podcast. Tonight's Chapter 12 finishes off another maneuver. Fox works to reinstate Nicholas on the board of directors and has a nice chat with the Anvil Lord, Diana Quinn. Then, Queen Eunice hatches a scheme to smuggle in thousands of twitchy little wormling Naven. Now, don't forget to go to podcast.rusakgamers.com for links to our RPG Crosstalk forum and our Obsidian Portal campaign page. If you prefer iTunes, we're now listed there as well, thanks to Jen of Genisodes. Our email address is roy@rusakgamers.com, and leave us a message on our voicemail, 502-4141-RU. That's 502-4141-766. Enjoy the show.
Make sure
that the numbers are going up.
Yes, and that it says
record. What if the numbers go sideways?
Well, then you're not recording.
Don't all our recordings go sideways?
Are we recording now?
They always go down the road.
And we're live.
Well, I can honestly tell you that Super 8 was fantastic.
Cool.
Loved it.
I wanted to go this weekend.
Did you see it?
No, not yet.
And this weekend,
I heard the interview. I heard one of the interviews. Joss Whedon? Not Joss Whedon. J.J.
Abrams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounded really good.
And we won't see James this weekend because he'll be watching Green Lantern back to back.
Probably.
And one.
Because it's not going to be that good.
I just saw that they spent $300 million on that movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but like $200 million is...
It better be certified fresh.
Yeah, tell me about it.
We'll find out.
I just saw something that was pretty interesting. Back in the 80s, they had the king of Saudi Arabia went to visit the queen of England. And the guard that wasn't too happy about him showing up, they were also the band. Right? So every time anyone shows up, they always play music when the guy comes in. So the guy gets out of the...
They're the guard?
Yeah.
How do they protect people?
Well, they're just one group of them. It's like there's
put down my tuba, grab my gun.
There's the ones with the guns and there's the ones with the tubas. Now, who are you more afraid of?
Tuba.
Okay. And so the guy gets out of the car and he goes over to shake the queen's hand and the music starts up and it's the March of the Empire from Star Wars. It's Darth Vader's theme music. Guy had no idea.
That's great.
But it was on every news channel. He's walking across the compound to say hello to the queen. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. That's how you start an international incident.
That's right.
By the way, we have a guest tonight. You want to go ahead and do a proper introduction?
Sure. Welcome to Rusak Gamers. I'm Roy.
I'm Joe.
Jason.
Doug.
Todd.
And Jeff. And joining us tonight is my sister-in-law, Liz, to listen and...
Mock.
Mock, snipe.
Say hi, Liz.
Hi, Liz.
There you go.
Liz is a gamer and played various games, but she's never experienced Burning Wheel, Burning Empires, or anything like Mouse Guard, or anything close to what we try to do with it. So.
What we try to do with it. There you go.
So. She's here to listen to us mangle the rules.
Because that's what we did.
Weren't you very excited this week, Jeff?
Oh, I was.
You were very excited.
I was thrilled. Thank you. I'm glad you brought that up because Burning Wheel Gold was announced on the Genisode podcast.
By?
Ms. Jenny.
By? But who was she interviewing?
Oh, well, she had Luke Crane on there. Luke Crane. What episode was that? What? 48?
48, yeah.
I think it was episode 48. Anyway, great interview. Also, you go to the Burning Wheel website, www.burningwheel.com or org. I think they both work. And check out the announcement. $25 for a 600-page book. Bargain. So I know I'm going to pick my copy up. Get yours soon. Buy a backup. Great game.
Buy a backup. Get your book.
Oh, you don't think it'll ever be done?
Buy a backup because you're gonna wear the first one out. Oh, but it was funny. There was a tweet. Somebody tweeted and said, "Hey, they're coming out with Burning Wheel Gold." And forgive me for not remembering who it is, but they said they're coming out with Burning Wheel Gold. Somebody want to play? It's like D&D, but for nerds. That was hilarious. So anyway, there you have it. I guess that's. sort of some general preamble. We were trying to figure out before the tape went on what we were going to do in our last action for this maneuver. I think we've all decided that it is Vox's turn to do something. Well, we may want to wait and see if the GM has something else in store.
Well, I do have something else in store, but if Vox has something, well,
I'll make him go first.
Yeah, kind of see what where it would fall in the timeline of what we're doing. So I don't know what was your plan,
or you could. Well,
I never really delivered the. I think we were going to present the law, enforce the law of. Whatever it was, population expanse and industrialized colonies.
He's essentially the leader now of the Kern.
Right.
Okay.
The governor.
The governor of the Kern.
And now we'd like to present this law that states that the Kern are just not just laborers on the population. This law says they are actually the population of Harbinger, thereby making me the leader of said population.
Sovereign nation.
The nation.
The Kern Nation.
The Kern Nation.
The people, smell my Kern Nation.
The People's Republic of Kern Nation. Thus making me the leader of the planet.
Bring me my women.
And you will address me as your grace.
to quote Duke Cross from a couple games ago.
There you go.
Should you address me? Oh. Okay, so is that what you want to do?
Yes, I think that's what we should do. So first we enforce the law, then we make the point of I am the leader of said nation. And then I have another role left, and I'm welcome to suggestions from my colleagues. Something with Nicholas, maybe. Nicholas is... the only person that we will deal with in Prime, maybe something with the software issue that we have, because now I just am leader of a bunch of people. We're not going to work for much longer.
But we've established that we...
You have contracts. You have a 50-year contract.
20-year.
A 20-year contract.
Mm-hmm.
But we established that Darkon is not really in with the software. They're Darkon. Alive. Darkon's the soft. It's the life support.
Right.
So... I don't know. We can necessarily change that without some serious
work. I still would like to befriend the Hammerlord's sister, so we're not fighting on the ground.
Well, you got a third role. Go and chit chat with her.
What do you think, Doug?
She's a cruel, heartless woman.
I know, but if we can befriend her, we'll own the whole planet military wise.
Doesn't Lawson you got to have the contract with her?
Mm-hmm.
No, the company does.
Prime does.
Primus. But we need to reinstall Nicholas, don't we? We want to make sure, because he has still not been put back into power. They just removed Lawson.
Lawson stepped down.
So we need them to reinstitute maybe a speech before the board. We do the other things. You establish your power, establish the sovereign rights, and then building part of your building scene where you go back in and demand the reinstatement of Nicholas.
Okay, well, I think we reinstate Nicholas first.
I don't think you can reinstate Nicholas first because you're the elected leader, but you don't have any real.
But
leverage.
I'm not the leader of Prime, and the leader of Prime just took off running, turned tail, and went and crying in his quarters.
Right, but what I'm saying is, we've got the law that says. You are the elected governor of the Kern. So now we have a law, a merchant law, that says if there's a formed government and the populace has been there longer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, then you have sovereign rights as the planet. We haven't enforced that. We need to enforce that law, and then by enforcing that law, that gives you leverage to have Nicholas reinstated.
So
you just ask to speak to
it.
We just go in and do a law roll. I mean, we make a roll.
The mechanics I understand, mm-hmm. but there we have like with anything else, we can't just give a die to somebody.
No, You file the paperwork. You basically say we're going to file the paperwork saying that
to who
the merchant league, the merchant, whoever the law says that we've established. I mean, there's a merchant. It's a merchant law, so the merchant league that everybody adheres to in trade has to obey this rule. That was the whole point of doing the law.
I understand that's the law, but we haven't fleshed out. I mean, you said we apply. What, I don't know what you apply to. We didn't. I'm saying let's hear it all.
Right.
Well, that's kind of what the lawyer is.
That's what we're talking about.
Well, then just talk.
I'm trying to. I mean, they have to. We have established the law that if we have a governor of the sovereign of the Kern, then they become sovereign and they can't just do whatever they want. We've already established that. Now, if it was enforce it, how do we enforce it? I guess we file paperwork with the league and say, you know, we're a sovereign nation. We have a governor. We have a government. Boom, you need to listen to us and not just do whatever you want.
All right, so that's rule number one. Let's do it. I'll do what? Bureaucracy.
Okay, so what? This is a building team for you.
Yes.
Okay.
You law.
I have merchant law, but I'm not very good at it.
What was your trade?
I don't have merchant law, but I've got.
I have law.
The law.
Is there something dealing with law for your trades?
No.
I have law and finance.
No. Here's trades.
Well, I mean, we've all talked. You can assist him. I've got bureaucracy. I can help you with that. I've also got administration. I figure I could use either of those. I can use administration to help you set it up.
That'd be great, because I was going to ask if anybody had administration.
I do. I have administration. I haven't tested it yet. I'd love to. I can help you set it up. Set up your administration, as it were.
So you don't think bureaucracy for now? You don't think I should use the bureaucracy role?
I think it's probably more of a merchant law role, but you can help or... Or maybe it is bureaucracy. Maybe you go through. Maybe you use bureaucracy and help with a dive, you know, fork in. Merchant law.
Yeah, but this is just his building, isn't it?
Yeah. So? Why can't he fork in an extra dive?
No. I'm just thinking about it.
Bless you.
Now do you have the link stuff?
He could do a link test, but do we want to...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have a link, but I can be there in a room with him. I mean, I've had the link up with him. I don't think I've taken it down. I almost did until Roy said he'd kill me if I actually contacted with him. So.
What's that? Who now?
You.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did not say that.
You said, I think your exact words were, well, would I know this so later on I would want to kill him because he did it? I think you're...
Okay, that was pretty close.
Yeah.
I won't dispute that.
Yeah,
okay.
So,
I thought it was a valid.
Does anybody else have anything they want to throw in here?
I should use oratory.
Any other? Anybody want to?
Because I have a four in that.
A four in what?
Oratory. I should use that one. Well, the one we really need.
Well, oratory is good for when you go and
give them a speech
and talk to the board. Yes. Give a speech to the board about Nicholas. How great Nicholas is. I think I've got oratory.
I can speak on Nick's behalf.
I've got oratory 6, but I can't.
I've been lying.
I couldn't give you more than 4 dice.
I'm not very good at lying. Instruction.
Got strategy. Can help you work out your arguments.
That might be helpful. Or is that specifically for military?
For actions? Enforcing the law.
I don't know. Strategy may be more for military.
I don't know.
What page is it?
243.
Armies and war.
So we didn't come up with a third roll.
Hey, we'll get there. Don't worry about it. Well, you don't have to burn them all right now. I mean, so what we want to do, what we want to have accomplished by the end of this is Vox, as the elected leader, even if by default, of crime, can jump through the hoops to make a Harbinger a sovereign government with him at the head. And I'm going to help with the administration putting together his transition team.
And you're going to do this in 3 rolls?
No. Yeah. Well, we're going to do it in 1 roll.
Okay.
We can do it on 1 roll, I think.
We're going to make a bureaucracy roll and file the law with the lawyer's help and make it happen. This is how it is, people. This is law.
This is a fact.
And I'm gonna throw in a die, and people are gonna help out, and we're just gonna do it.
So, okay, so you want, all right, you know that there's a law that exists, right?
Yes.
Yes.
We've established that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We did that in my game.
My last building scene. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So what you want to do is you want to take it from there, and in one roll, say, everybody do it.
Sure, why not?
Okay, how are you going to enforce it?
Well, we paid the lawyer to help us with this.
And you pay lawyers all day long.
We file.
We pay him. Why do we waste the 60 dice rolls?
What he's asking is, how do you make them do it?
Right.
It's like a judgment. We would have a judgment on file that gives us rights. And if they violate that, then we call in other people in the next maneuver and say, they're violating their rights, send ships and put them in line.
Okay, see.
Yeah. We're not calling in an army. We're just saying, hey, we're government and they're abusing us.
Okay, what I'm saying is that when you sit there and you look at policy,
this is our declaration.
I can make a law all day long. But until I get somebody who's going to, until I can get the cops, to sit there and go, this is the law, you got
to
do it.
Well, we've established the law, we're trying to put it on the book.
I know.
So that we can call the cops later. We're
okay,
not
okay.
To call the cops.
That's fine.
That, never said that.
Okay, that's what I mean. It's, what it sounded like is you wanted to go, okay, now you're going to do it.
I started arming with one role.
And no, what I said was we're going to establish the rights and put it on the books that this is a sovereign nation.
Okay.
We still got another role where we could, a circles role, we can bring in military.
Essentially what you're going to do is you're going to declare your independence.
Yes.
Right? All right. So you're gonna make your Declaration of Independence and go, we've signed it. Here you go.
And we're sovereign. Because of the laws there. Right.
Right. Okay. That's fine. I want to understand what we're doing.
And you can be on board or not.
Right.
Put your signature down, John Kern.
I guess this is what I've been asking. Who's about? I mean, what if Prime says, "Well, thanks, done."
Kern.
So
Kern.
Well,
then go to then. Doug? That's when you go to. Doug, maybe Doug doesn't care, you know.
And you say they're in violation of the law, Doug.
Yeah. And maybe Doug goes, you know, I am the law. Or, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Establish it, make your Declaration of Independence. Do that. Then if nobody says, well, piss on you, I'm not going to do it. Then you go on to the next thing, and that's probably on the next maneuver.
Okay.
Bureaucracy is the appropriate skill for that.
Right. Bureaucracy role for enforcement. Sure.
Well, I just want to see if bureaucracy is an appropriate role for, you know, doing the paperwork for this.
Bureaucracy.
Knowledge of hierarchies within codified government officials. The skill allows characters to navigate said structures in order to accomplish certain tasks or impel bureaucracy to move in certain direction. That sounds about right. Right? Often it... involves filling out lots of forms, researching obscure laws,
standing in line,
and paying bribes to people who are very bored with their jobs. Bureaucracy is a vital skill in faction mechanics. It can be used in many maneuvers. Stalling red tape, losing your paper trail, hiding your paper trail. Hiding your paper trail is an OB4. Losing your paper trail. I don't know. I would think it's probably not higher than a 4, or it could be a 4 or 5, but I would
to do what you're doing,
filing the paperwork.
To file the paperwork, I'd say it's at a 3 at best.
Okay.
I mean, because all you're doing is you're filing. You're not making anybody. You're not setting up a structure for it to be enforced.
All right, let's
see what I mean.
Well, that comes next. That's our next maneuver. I'm getting ahead. Look, hey,
quit.
Children.
Okay, then I'm going to do a bureaucracy roll. I'm going to fork in...
bet you will.
I'm going to fork in government-wise.
Yeah, but you got to do it in Box's voice.
You have to role-play. Remember the building scene, you have to role-play? You called him on that. I think you said something that backed up. I'm disappointed with the level of role-play here in this building.
Snap.
All right, okay, fine.
Here, let me. I'm going to give you a die.
Thank you, Duke.
For administration, if you would like it. Let me help you stack these papers. Let me get highlighters.
Thank you.
I will
look at this mound of paper.
I have to bring my own dolly in here to get it out.
Is anybody else going to help?
And the law also pertains to certain trade agreements of the sovereign
nation. Well, thank you, Master Smuggler. Law. Anyone else?
Master Smuggler.
I got nothing to help.
Jason, you got anything over there? No researching?
Oh, your computer,
like
people.
That?
Your computer. You're always going to have it around.
When you roll the die, what happens? We need a... We know what we want.
What goes wrong?
We need a...
If not, you still draw it up. You still file it.
But it gets misfiled.
It gets lost.
Well, but here's what happens.
Triplicate.
Is that you're sitting there filing it, doing it all that you need to do, and you send it off, and it's like the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark. It goes off to some absent warehouse somewhere that no one ever sees. And you
didn't file your paperwork.
Okay, so if it fails, it's lost.
Wachowski.
Lost in the shuffle.
It's got to be certified by Lawson.
Yeah.
If this wasn't certified by the sitting CEO, he stepped down. It's not official till it's official.
Okay, hang on.
Right. Jess, you can. You should get bonus dice from a lawyer, like a link test. When we actually have a lawyer.
Well, we could ask for an advantage die for hiring a lawyer to help us out. Yeah, I mean, or he could give us a die or something.
One skill and one wise?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, then the skill that I want to fork in will be...
No, so Liz, what's going on is he's got to get three successes, which is basically a 4, 5, or 6 on all those dice. He needs to get 3 4s, 4 5s. Or 6s for this to be successful. If he fails, the paperwork gets lost. If he wins, we get to move on to our next deal.
I'm going to fork in advanced math for my mathematical calculations and presenting this law effectively and efficiently.
Surely there's math involved in paperwork somewhere.
I was told there'd be
budgets.
Math.
Really? Budgets. Oh!
Budgets.
Oh, budgets. Oh, budgets. You're establishing the budget, so you have accounting.
All third quarter. No, just advanced math.
But not accounting.
No, but advanced math.
No, Liz is a math teacher.
Third quarter.
No, but that's, I mean, it's a stretch. It's a huge stretch.
Should have gone with game theory.
See? There you go.
I have string theory.
There's two prisoners.
String theory.
And they're trying to make a decision.
They have a dilemma.
Wait, you're what? Right?
Yeah, I'm forking in government-wise, and Todd's giving me some massive...
You're forking in government-wise?
Yeah.
So you're looking for another skill?
Yeah.
What other skills do you have?
Soldiering, intimidation...
Got persuasion?
No. I got ugly truth.
I got persuasion, if we can throw that
philosophy.
In.
Philosophy.
I got philosophy.
Well, you could...
That's philosophy really would work. No, philosophy, if you're making a declaration of independence...
You call somebody to... You know,
I mean, think of yourself as kind of like a pseudo-Thomas Jefferson.
Okay.
You're making this up.
Huh?
So, yes, you can bring philosophy.
It's not my building role.
Prudence, indeed, will dictate the government's long-established...
Good enough.
Very good. So, how many you got?
I got one.
Let, you know, maybe you know
six
somebody.
Or seven.
Seven on a three.
I know a ship is going out.
Come on, Jay. Just a cheer, guy.
Or it's got to be electronic. I don't know. I mean, just...
I can give you persuasion.
Eight on a three. You nail this.
You better. You better, frog man.
Your odds are 50-50.
Free time.
This is a Kern, by the way. They're like plant. They're like plant people. They're like 9 feet tall warrior plant people frogs. His middle name is Kermit. Box Kermit Jenkins.
All right, if you don't want the test, that's fine. You don't tell.
I think so. I'm using administration, right? And we're doing a 4 on a 3.
I'm doing bureaucracy.
Is that a routine? 4 on a 3.
We're doing 8 on a 3.
4 on a 3 is difficult.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We're doing 8 on a 3 or 4 is difficult.
Yeah, but for me, it's just a 4 on a 3.
Four.
And see, the way you advance
his skill,
the way you
that's
advance
skill?
Is
all
by testing skills. Right.
But for me, it's
well,
a,
it's so everybody wants exponent
to,
on a
everybody
three.
Wants to glom onto his test.
For us, it's an exponent on a 3. For him, it's whatever he rolls on.
Must sound like they wanted to glom on his testes.
What is that? Think?
Is that what you mean?
Yes.
From me, it's
more by the total dice, but not the skill I'm using.
The total dice you roll against a
glom, baby, glom.
This is routine for you.
Okay. So.
Yes, 3 on 3 for me.
I know, yeah.
I've been making. I get the cheese with the. With, I get some cheese and a little circle cheese and the wax.
Anyway,
the rest of the world calls it a wheel.
Right, a little bit.
I forget the name of the company.
The cow.
Laughing cow.
Laughing cow. So anyway, I open that up, eat the cheese, and I take that wax. It's moldable, so I mold it up, and I've been making little like heads and sticking them on the admin next to me across the top of his monitor. And I think he said to me, I go, yo, I love it, Jeff, when you come in here and give me a little head every day.
Is that explicit?
I don't know.
Not the way he put it. Little wax head, little ones like this.
Little wax heads.
Ones like this. You know, they're funny. They're little, they're cute. I'll take a picture and send them to you.
My tax dollars at work.
Yeah, go ahead and roll.
Okay.
It's lunch break.
Todd, you ready for this?
You don't pay.
I don't really know how to role play paperwork filing, but
oh, this paperwork's killing me.
Ow, paper cut.
Yeah. I'm so glad to be done with this paperwork. Really?
That's
a
whole wedding
document. No, don't lose that. Oh, we had it anyway. Okay. All right. So the way we got it is if you get a six, you can you can actually, if you're low, you can actually burn one of those points I was talking about earlier.
So 8 on a 3, pretty much routine, I'm assuming.
That way, oh, yeah. Gain another die. They explode, essentially. Okay, yeah. So.
1 to 5 on an 8 is routine.
All right, cool.
Now.
Do you need to do a speech to the people, the Kern?
I grab the.
I thought we were going to reinstate Nicholas.
So we have a couple of alcoholic drinks in the fridge.
I thought we were going to reinstate Nicholas.
Okay, well, we can reinstate Nicholas or ask. We can try to persuade them to reinstate Nicholas. Problem is, you don't have persuasion. But
I have oratory.
I can give it to you if you want it.
Yeah, I'm pretty persuasive.
Well, persuasion will work. He can use persuasion. If I give him oratory, I mean, they're both going to be D4 anyway. So, and if you got, but if I give you persuasion, you can test it.
As an opening, as a beginner's luck type deal?
No, it won't, you know, because you'll have the skill, but you'll get to test it. And it won't be at double penalty, double obstacle as a...
But I don't know it, so when we break our link, I
give it to you. We have a link, I pass it to you. I say, here, have this skill, and you have it till the end of the scene to use.
So how good does that do testing me something that's going to go away at the end of the scene?
Well, you still get the test, and you don't get it at an astronomical penalty. And then later on, you can open up persuasion, and you open it up. And once you get so many tests, you can open it up at half your skill, half your wisdom, your will.
You're looking at me?
Yeah. Half your will.
Either way. The number of tests is 10 minus your will, and you open it up at half of whatever the... ability is for that skill.
Right. Persuasion would be will.
So half of it.
Yeah. So what's your will? 6? So 4 tests, and you would have it at a 3. Haven't I given you persuasion before, though?
No. I thought I used oratory.
No, I passed the persuasion to him, I thought, a while back. But
I
anyway,
thought you did, too.
Yeah. So you would have 2 tests, 2 more, and bang, you got the skill, dude.
But I don't... I don't think I used it before. I don't think I've got persuasion.
That's the only difference between persuasion and the oratory.
Okay. Okay, well, I'll persuade then with this.
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, but I don't have it, so you got to give me all, right?
I'm giving you 4 dice.
Okay.
It's not like... I don't give you a link die. I mean, you've got the link die anyway, but that's for social conflict.
So this isn't what I'm learning or opening. This is like some phantom skill that I can use, and it goes away at this. But then if I keep testing it, then I'll get it
You're opening it, but you get 4 dice,
instead of having to double the obstacle.
Exactly.
You're basically running off a Jeff to avoid the penalty. Okay.
If you want to use it. If not...
What's he trying to do now?
His character and mine share a mental link because my character is a psychologist and telepath. I can share a skill with him
He's a mental voyeur.
Equal to, in this case, I can do a lot of different things. But in this case, I can give him one of my skills at my skill level minus the number of dice I've got out. Right now I've got out two. One to my bodyguard and one to him. So my skill is a six. My persuasion's a six. So I have to minus two dice. So the most I can give him right now is four. So, otherwise I could give him five. It was just me and him. Or if I increase my own skills, I could give it to him at a higher rate. But I don't know if that will ever happen. The problem is if you start with high skills, it's hard to improve. Very difficult.
Okay, so he's giving
or
me
you a... just try to open persuasion on your own. Hey, everybody!
Yeah,
it's like, let me tell you a joke.
The Fox suddenly sounds like French.
Again, it's only funny if you get up there to tell the Dalai Lama joke. Did you all see that? Oh, okay. Anyway, there... Guy tells the Dalai Lama joke to the Dalai Lama. The Dalai Lama didn't get it. He tells the joke about the Dalai Lama went to a pizza place and said, make me one with everything. And the Dalai Lama went, pizza. Pizza place. And the guy's trying to explain it, so it just gets... It just Google it. It's hilarious. Anyway, so yeah, it's a, you go in and tell a current joke and nobody laughs. Play him off.
Doug, what's this for?
Persuasion. Help him.
So you're going to stand up and persuade behind him?
Sure.
Now, what are you trying to do?
I'm trying to persuade the board to please, now that Lawson has turned tail and run away because he's been chased down by Gaius's guards, would like to have Nicholas Haritomi reinstated.
They should reinstate
him. You should. You have to.
And as
he's the only qualified candidate.
Right. And as he is the elected leader of this new sovereign nation.
As per the Declaration of Independence I just filed.
Master GM, sir.
Six, one for each member.
That's exponential! Good grief, man!
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. Are they all opposed?
No, but you're trying to persuade all the board.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand.
Oh, wait a minute.
They just kicked him out.
It's not geometric.
No, they didn't kick him out. He turned around and walked away.
He ran away.
No, I'm talking about Nicholas.
It sure as hell ain't geometric.
They got him off the board.
Okay.
I mean, it hadn't been long. I mean, we're talking a few days.
It was unanimous?
You don't know.
Neither do you, because we didn't have a building seat about that.
What's the ob six?
Wait. Let me open that wound back up again.
Yeah, let's start talking about that. Here, let me get you.
Don't make that scab, Todd.
I'm going to get you a spoon. Hang on. Crack that sucker wide.
Ob six, Tosin.
Ob six.
Mm-hmm. Tosin like to explain to the board that my good Kern leader here does have the backing of a good percentage of the business community.
You already given yours?
And the military.
Persuasion.
He's given me...
No, I mean Jeff.
I gave him persuasion.
Do I get one for your link? For your mental link?
No, because I think you give him a skill. But can you give him that?
They don't stack.
Let me check. I've looked at that before. He might with the persuasion. If not, I could probably aid him.
Okay, I'm going to fork in human-wise. Because out of all the humans I know...
Because I've got rhetoric.
Nicholas is one of the best and upstanding humans I have ever known.
Forking in human-wise.
Okay. What other skills do you have?
I'm using his persuasion. I could maybe fork in oratory.
Absolutely.
To deliver a good speech.
Here's our eyes.
On Nicholas's behalf.
We'll start to roll eyes.
Okay, so these are my wives. This is my skill. These are my compadres. Jason, come on! Do something.
I'm going to use counter-coding.
It's been most profitable with Nicholas and on the board.
What is that you're using?
Counterfeiting, since I've hacked into all their systems and know their finances.
Well, you don't have to counterfeit anything because they have.
I know, but I know they're electronic wise. I can either use security or
from my knowledge of, that the prices are better with Nicholas.
What do you have? Well, what you can do is, I mean, since you have that in there, you can essentially just give him the financials. I mean, if you want to do that, and you security-wise for that's more reasonable. And what did Doug just...
Persuasion.
Tell me persuasion.
As you can see from these figures, profits with Nicholas were up. The military was treated well. He's the best and most damn coolest human I've ever known.
Crime is down.
Yes, it is.
And by God, I like him.
So six.
Hang on.
Because it's not a crime if you don't pay for it.
With skill transfer, you just take that skill at the exponent you lose. The doors turn into whichever is lower. Transference lasts for one scene. So I almost have the skill in question.
Once you get
the connection accepted, the target player may use it as an advantage die for oratory, persuasion, command, false seduction. Same class with his own light sounded or temporarily enhanced.
Wait a minute.
If the connection die is accepted, the target player.
Right.
His own latent psychic powers temporarily enhanced via the connection. He may also. Okay, so.
What page are you?
I think that's your circles test.
570.
How about relationships?
570?
579.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, but that's for sure.
That is transferring skills on 581. The connection die is at 577.
If a social skill is transferred, the connection die may not be used.
Where is that?
Transferring a skill, 581. Under the
print. I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the rule we came up last time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I will... okay, so I cannot give that. But I will also speak, if I may speak before the board.
Absolutely.
It is wrong to think, it is wrong to cross or to change Ubbex while crossing a stream. Much like the horses of Earth as it was. It was wrong to bring Lawson in. You need to go back to the Ubbex we knew and know now. Nicholas, he is a stern, and it could be suited platitudes, but he is a firm hand on the rudder of this.
So which one are you?
Listing ship.
What are you?
I'm going to use rudder.
Remember, okay. I got five in my skill.
I didn't
do I get any links for the one that I just got?
Yeah, you get a link for that.
So, five, yeah. Six no. Rhetoric is a...
I thought you already put that in.
No.
Yeah, you just
my last. I'm on a six.
Obstacle six. It's challenging.
Ooh, challenging.
What's a six on a six?
Difficult.
Four on a three is what?
What's an 11 on a six?
Four dice on a three is difficult.
Yeah. And five on a six is challenging?
Yeah.
Five on a six is challenging.
Anything
what's a three
above
on a three?
Is challenging.
But it doesn't matter because I don't have this skill.
Okay.
This doesn't matter because I don't have the skill. I don't know why that's so hard for me to get my head around. Well, I don't have the skill.
You'll be able to open the skill now.
Right, but this only counts as one test towards a skill that I'm learning.
Right, and so I can give you persuasion in the future, or you could just do it.
Right.
And try beginner's luck, but after three more tests, you'll have the skill.
And half the roll.
You'll learn something.
Right on,
yeah,
man.
You want to make a roll?
Yep.
All right.
You got any persona die?
If you fail. There are six. Here we go.
There are six people on the board?
Six people on the board. If you fail, Liz will randomly roll a six-sided die to see how many people he did persuade.
Ooh.
Well, doesn't he persuade for each success then?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And so Liz will roll to see whether or not that last person or people suddenly keel over hard. The ones that we're not persuading.
All right.
Because they're so angry. And so, by default, we have a quorum, hopefully, and it passes.
Good Lord.
Yeah, good job. Okay, let's roll with that. No, so what happens if he fails? He just whatever he gets is how many he persuades. Right?
That's how many he persuades.
Okay. But if, what if he gets? Hang on. What if he gets more than?
There's no way this is going to fail.
At that point, the obstacle should be a four. Then they would come back on if you're looking for to get them back on. You see what I mean? If we persuade one for each success...
Well, he quit.
I understand he quit.
Nicholas didn't quit. He just...
No. Lawson quit. They're going to... What are you talking about? Bring him back.
Okay, what I'm saying is that if you say that each success that he gets, assuming he doesn't make a six,
mm-hmm.
let's say he gets five,
mm-hmm.
well, then if you need a greater than 50% vote from the board, well, then the obstacle should be a four. You see what I mean?
He's going to succeed.
Okay. So I'm just trying to figure out what happens if he fails.
What happens if he fails? Because we're rolling a success to convince each person.
Yeah, to convince the board as a whole to get him back in there.
Right.
Okay. If you fail,
I will fail.
The board will still ask Nicholas to come back in. They will still do it.
Temporarily.
But they want a 2-week delay before he comes back in. No, it's dumb.
I'll go have a nap then.
Yeah.
maybe the vote has to be unanimous, and if there's people it doesn't persuade, then in the next maneuver we have to figure out how to get them on board.
Okay. All right.
That makes
sense.
Then
that's how many you get. It has to be unanimous.
And they have to make circles to bring in likely candidates.
Candidate search.
Okay. Here's the roll.
Not going to fail.
Just about to.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
Bang.
You might have gotten it.
I don't know.
It's close.
What was it?
Five there.
Five.
But you got
six.
Got two sixes.
Two sixes? Oh, yeah. Then
my rue, baby.
You going to burn a fate?
Yep.
I didn't help.
I did. It's money, baby. Of course I did. The whole roll was mine. Come on.
Nope. Whoa, jump.
Doesn't count.
Jump on the floor. Then
roll the seven.
Oh.
Sloppy dice.
There it is.
There it is.
There we go.
Six.
Joe's sweating.
Welcome back, Nicholas.
No. And I don't want to ask him.
No.
He's still got to say yes. He'll say yes.
He already said he would do whatever it took.
I just want to see Jeff have a stroke.
It could happen.
They get a hold of Nicholas and ask him to come back. At which point he says,
how much money is that?
Will they pay travel expenses?
Did
they repaint my office?
I'm looking for preferred stock options, and I mean, it better be big. It better be big.
Like that.
It is huge.
Okay.
So one more. Now what do we want?
I don't know. Do we need to blow them all at once? I don't think we do.
You don't have to.
We can wait. I mean,
well, look at your beliefs and figure out where you want to earn some Martha here.
Well, that's what I'm saying. This is
get Darkon more involved with the scanning equipment.
Well, the best candidate governor. I'll do whatever it takes. Crime, black market, hackers are necessary evil to pave the road. Darkon Empire is the key.
You
see
that? This is me, Hacker, specifically.
Yeah. I did point
you, Hacker.
What if you established the Darkon Environment Organization?
I can't do it this maneuver, but yeah.
But I can. I got one more building thing.
Ooh, well, how would I establish a
this is
Darkon Environmental.
You should come up.
To tell them where and where.
Why
they
are you whispering?
Can't,
me?
To tell them where and where they cannot mine.
Yeah, but we can. Right. Well, he wants to establish it.
Oh, Greenpeace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not easy. It's all Darkon control.
Right. Well, I'm all for it. We can't do that in one roll. I don't think we can do it in one roll. I would think that'd be sort of the objective of maneuver.
His domain though is a completely different solar system, though. So you're saying some complete other solar system has control over where we mine on this planet?
Why not? They've got control over the life support systems on all of these satellites.
No.
That's
no,
a contract, though.
Yeah, it's a Dargon compass.
Sorry.
Any ideas, Master Hacker?
You can't let her play.
Something to deal with the conflict.
Play the beliefs, you'll do fine.
Well, the next maneuver we're going to work on upping security. So you got something to lead into that?
But for our listeners at home, Liz has been handed a player character sheet for one of the NPCs to maybe sit in and try to screw over our plans.
Right.
So
you got financial backing if you need it from him.
That's the
push his sister
murmuring you hear in the background.
Something else.
I think we get her on board.
What do you think about going into contract?
But he hates her. And he's my boy.
Who cares?
He's my boy.
Her. And I hate her too. Who cares?
Why don't you persuade him?
Gaius is my home boy.
Why don't you persuade him?
I can't go against what he wants.
Why don't you persuade him?
I'm cool with getting her on board.
Oh, okay. He's persuaded. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Maybe. What
about she's still
software?
My sister.
But what do I care about the software?
Right now.
Do you you want to just...
Hey now, Mr. Warman.
Sorry, I assume I...
But what do we want her to do? What do we want her to do? Organize?
Yeah.
Ground forces with Kern forces?
Your stuff well, he's been helping training. He's already involved.
I mean, if our next maneuver is to boost up security...
Well, you're not going to be able to do anything until you convince her...
Yeah.
Hey now, what?
To help you. I mean, to help you to begin with. And then maybe the next maneuver is...
I'm not...
They embed a Kern in every unit. Or Kern or two in every unit.
Some of our top-trained elites that we've been training on. Okay.
Yeah. But you're going to have to... I think you're going to have to persuade her to join us.
Get her contract.
Okay. To convince
her. Give me those persuasion dice back, then. Can I do it? Can I use that? Right?
I'd be glad to give you persuasion.
Right on. Master GM!
What are we trying to do?
We would like to persuade the Anvil to join our cause. We want a Kern.
There she is.
We want a Kern in every military unit.
No. I don't think we can do that yet. I don't think we can do that. I mean, we might be able to,
okay.
But I think that's going to be more like a...
But I'm not doing this through the council. I'm
cooks.
Just doing this with her, right?
No, you need to just convince her to assist you. That, you know, I think you just want to convince her of your goodwill and the goodwill that that you represent and that we can work together and just bring
She needs to work with your new government.
Yeah, she needs to work with the new government. What that... how that plays out, I think, is a whole other maneuver. I mean, given the number of rules, we can set that up, but we wanna bring her over to us. But that's sort of is that a take a figurehead out of play, or I think that's one of the
friend to figurehead.
Yeah,
I wanted to work closer with her brother.
Well, why don't you?
My beloved brother.
Why don't you convince her to just go in there and say, I come, you know, as a emissary of goodwill, and here's your flower.
You may kiss the governor's hand.
Or just talk to her. I mean, and I'll go with you if you like. But
yeah,
I don't
kiss the governor's hand, as Doug's got.
Or whatever you want to do. I mean, however you want to do it. But I would, if you want people to help you, take them with you to the conversation.
Can you give someone help, a helping die, based on relationship? Or does it have to be a skill?
If you're there present,
yeah.
I would think you could just say, come on, it's me. You know, and give the advantage die. It may not
be
a skill.
Or it may go against you.
Or it may go against you.
Oh, yeah. It's him?
Which is why I didn't intend to be there.
Yeah, I mean, they were like, well, because you're standing there.
But I was going to be like, she likes bluebell flowers.
Did you say bluebell?
Oh, so knowing what he knows about her, can you get an advantage die by sort of hitting her on her soft points? And a little soft tiddly bits.
I guess it depends upon the nature of his argument.
I would think you just want her.
Are you wooing her? Oh, yeah. I mean, is that what you're trying to do?
No.
Have you seen the current storms?
Yeah.
You and your brother have been at odds long enough.
Well, I mean, is that... What are you trying to persuade her of? I mean, that's what do you want to have happen at the end of this thing where you contact her and sit down with her? That's the question.
You know, I come here to have fun. I feel like
it's too much work.
Harder than work.
He wants to.
This is harder than work.
He wants to.
Damn, Luke Crane and the horse you rode in on.
He doesn't mean it, Luke. He really doesn't mean it.
No, he does.
Luke, we heard you. This is the hardest game ever.
Hardest game ever. That's what he says in Genesis. Hardest RPG ever. And we agree. And we are here slugging it out.
Yeah, baby.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, he hasn't had a drink yet.
What do we want her to do? We want her to...
This is Jeff alcohol-free, so...
We want her to allow Kearns in the military. In the Anvil Force.
Just want her support.
Why don't you start with her support?
Just go and get her on our side. Just bring her over, buddy.
Have her up the training.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the training
is
there.
Is she helping with the training already? Nicholas stripped it from me and gave it to her, remember?
Right. Yeah, I think, right.
That's right. I'm you can, in his favor.
Yeah, you could up, and I'm just trying to think, would that fall and under Let It Ride? I think this would be a different thing, though.
Mm-hmm. What are you talking about?
You're trying to make the training more advanced. You're not trying to take it away from her. You're trying to make it more advanced.
Yeah.
In what sense?
Well, before it was just standard weapon training. Now, how about tactics? How about squad training? How about advanced hand-to-hand combat techniques?
Okay. So you want
just
them...
Just take the training
you
to
don't,
the next
You
level.
Don't want them just trained. You want them anvil trained.
Absolutely.
Sure. I don't. He does.
I do. I think it's only fair as the population of this planet... To be able to die for the safety and protection of this planet.
Now, bear in mind that both you and your brother have been hired. Okay, you are mercenary forces that work for the Prime Corporation. So, make your argument, Diana.
Okay, Diana.
Get these flowers.
First of all, I hope you'll enjoy these flowers and chocolates.
That would be my aid, bribe-wise.
Uh-oh.
Actually, these are pretty good chocolates.
Yeah.
What do you want?
I think it's time that we put the past behind us and join forces with your brother in establishing a stronger, more unified Harbinger's Rock.
Well, you know, he can certainly cede all authority to me.
I was thinking more along the lines of a cooperative effort.
It's best to have one general. Me.
Ow.
All right. Stuck with that.
I'll let her know about the care.
Okay, what about... How about we...
I have only one belief.
I had that belief for a while, too, actually.
Let's not talk namby-pamby terms. What do you want?
I want you to up the training programs of the Kern.
Well, more advanced training would require tripled fees.
Ooh, dear.
I'm glad I'm not there.
If she increases their training, then your men can help out fill in spots in her squad.
You mean like a credit?
She increases her workforce. She increases her military force. It's like joint operations.
Well, if they want to sign a contract with me, either pay for the cost of the training at this, let's say, slightly exorbitant rate, or term of service.
Oh, you want them to enlist?
I always will take a good new recruit. Lise Kern, I see potential there.
I believe I could agree to those stipulations. So, how many enlistees do you require?
Oh, who's whispering over there?
Yeah,
I am, and I can talk to his head. So,
yeah, you're
I can talk to his head. You can have him embedded if you want. So we
can have
a telepathic link.
Embedded?
Yeah, embed them. Like put one in every squad or whatever.
Yeah, but
or two.
How many squads? This is what she wants. So
Are you opposed to that?
I'm not going to throw all my cards on the table yet. Let's find out what she wants.
Sorry. Thank you, boys. All right.
Every platoon.
Well, I think it would be better to concentrate them in a couple of different places. Maybe figure out what advanced training they would like and are most adept at.
Okay. Kitchen duty. Motor pool.
Maintenance.
GP,
admin.
Cannon fodder.
HR.
I didn't say that.
Shield bearers.
Also, you know, want to not offend their cultural sensibilities by being the only Kern in an entire platoon. I think that would be difficult.
Well, by their nature, the Kern are soldiers. They're bred to be great warriors. I think it would serve your ranks well. But I would leave it at your discretion to place them.
Here's the persuasion roll, right?
Yes.
Persuade well, dice. No, but if you're going to persuade them, if you're going to persuade her at her discretion, what if she makes them cooks?
No, he's persuading her that she's accepted them into the military, or will accept them into the military. He's persuading her that I want one in every platoon.
In what role? I mean, if you want something more, ask for something more.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to make a persuasion role, which is what it sounds like.
Okay, then I want...
And she's not persuading back. You're just going to go straight up with the will?
Yeah.
Goes up against her will.
Please do.
Then I would like...
a pony.
And a pony for every kid.
With six legs.
That's an Ugma. That's an Ugma. What I saw earlier? An Ugma or whatever? That's what that is. It's a six-legged pony. How did you know?
Sleipner's a
thing. I don't know. I'm kind of at a loss here. If we get one in every platoon, is that going to be enough? Really, I just want her to stop working against us. That's my ultimate goal. That's a whole stupid thing. I want her to stop working against us, and I want her to be part of the...
Well, why don't you make that the objective of the... And then...
That would be an objective of a maneuver.
Yeah. No.
Specific term for it in the maneuver.
No, but he's just saying he just wants her to, well...
I want her to meet with me and the Hammerlord once a week.
Overseas.
And have a status meeting.
Trumpets.
It's okay.
Without fighting.
I can delegate someone to do that.
Oh, come now.
FaceTime.
Yeah, I think the problem that we're having here is you don't know what you want out of this. And I think the response is, no, roll against my will no matter what you ask for.
Well, if I want Kern in the military, that's pretty specific. I want Kern in the military.
And to be enlisted in the military?
Yes.
Okay, that is very specific. So the rest of it, boom. But the answer to her... And what happens if Kern start having to be or ordered to kill Kern? You've suddenly been elected and
started mutiny.
Yeah, you've been elected and now you're sending your people to go work for the opposition. You know.
We'll just demand anvil level training for him. Then.
Wrong door.
They're not military. They're just being trained the same way.
There you go.
That's the best of both worlds.
Yeah, that's what I would. And then the downside, me, if you fail, she starts siphoning off your people, who you could later contact for what to what end, okay. So which would advance the story. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Okay, so what's my ultimate end goal?
You want her to provide advisors to train your to have your own army.
Well, they're already training the Kern.
I want
Anvil level
specialist training. Yeah,
specialist training.
Yeah, I think you got what Anvil.
I don't want humans to have any training that Kern
aren't wise,
able
which
to
allows
pursue.
You to do that.
I want unlimited pursuit of that training.
Anvil trained. So
the same that humans get, I want Kern to be able to.
You essentially.
I mean, I want them to earn it, but okay. I want it available to them.
She's got the die trait, Anvil trained. So you essentially want each of your Kern to have that trait.
Yes.
That's essentially what you're trying to get.
Yes.
Right. So if you want that, now, what do you want in return? If he's already agreed to pay you money.
A load of cash.
Okay. If he's agreed to pay you money.
You know, that these Kern are coming in with either they're signing up in my mercenary crew for a long haul and they might be out of here. They might leave the planet. Or boatload of cash to pay for the training.
What's a boatload of cash?
I'm unfamiliar with that.
I know. Yeah. I know when you say
no, that's me trying to figure out.
The resource for an Anvil Lord's salary is a 13.
Right. Well, that's an Anvil Lord. Okay.
That's what she is.
I know, okay. But what I'm saying is that, I mean, that's
she's not going to be working.
Yeah,
for him.
She's not. You're not hiring her.
No, but I'm thinking a boatload of cash usually starts with a salary level.
Well, I understand. So, where did you see that, Roy?
Under resources.
Thank you, Roy.
Page 360.
Thank you.
Anvil train means that the soldiers can wear anvil armor.
Right.
Wages for an anvil lord is an ob 13.
It's 13, which that's a resource, so it would be resources 13. I would say...
Jeff and I are the only ones who can come close to being able to get that.
Well, you know, the individual Kern can also... decide if they want some of this action.
Well, rent for a house. Now, what is the money going for? Is this a bribe? Or is this... I mean, my question is are you just saying...
to increase my position in my family and decrease my brothers.
Oh, she knows her character.
So, Anvil propaganda.
Well, no, I mean, it could be a bribe. So you could say, all right, now, reasonably, what's your you got like a 7 or an 8 on your resources?
Oh, God, no.
It's like a 4 or 5.
Really?
Yeah, that's bad. 5.
Oh, God.
How many?
Without help. The best he can reasonably do.
A surgeon's fees.
You look at 58, page 58. They got the skilled laborer.
Yeah.
I think it's infantry, human, like right around 2. Would that be like a resource of 2?
I think that's, is that one guy or how many?
I don't know. I'm just...
Let me see, 58?
Page 58, you'll have, basically it's military type things. You'll have raw materials.
Oh, that's just, that's for figuring up the disposition at the beginning of the game.
I want to say,
yeah.
Resources, I'll say resources 7.
Fee for admission to the nobility as a Lord Pilot, corporate offices, wages for a treasurer or chamberlain.
And there's only one way to really do this. I mean, you can walk away and say, I can't pay that. At least I can't pay it right now. I'll be back.
Well,
and not make the role.
You're trying to persuade her to just take the guys in the army. You either persuade her or you don't. Now, the fallback plan is later in another maneuver, you can try to get the money together, right?
Well, yeah, but he can use the money as to add to the link test. I mean, he can use the money.
How much resources do you have now? You have 5. Well, my point is you only got one role.
Yeah, I mean,
you can persuade her to do this, and let's say you persuade her at this point to just say, "I'll agree to pay you." I don't know under what circumstances.
You want her to do it for free?
And,
but if he
the
fails...
The persuasion roll is what you're going to get. Now,
if you fail... you can't persuade her.
Yeah,
you can't care.
No, wait a minute. You're thinking in black and white. She says, yeah, I'll train you, but we have to burn rolls where he has to come up with the money by the end of the next maneuver.
No, if he persuades her, there's no money.
If he fails to persuade her,
mm-hmm.
she could still do it and get the money.
Right. Sure.
But we have to come up with the money in the next maneuver to sure. pay the debt. I mean, we can get to the rolls later. The story continues. He gets what he wants. But she ends up with some dice later on that she can...
Because
she could get some dice for cash on hand to use for stuff later.
Right.
So, I mean, it could go both ways. If he persuades her, no money, boom, we get what we want. But if he fails to persuade her, mm-hmm. then the... I'm just saying as an opposing obstacle, opposing outcome is that later on,
sure.
we have to spend the money. And he comes to us and says, hey, I need some cash. And we have to come up with it or possibly lose the current training.
In which case, so what? We're no better. We're no better than we were to begin with.
Well,
this is
increasing. Don't say that because it'll change the outcome.
I'm getting old. Do I need to know any books so we can read it?
This one's for seeing close.
You need to stretch your face a little more. That'll help you read. So you want to persuade her to train, to give them the anvil trait. I don't know what I think. But, so that's basically what we're asking for. You want them to be anvil trained. Is that just in the armor or the weapons? Just the armor?
It encompasses...
Remember, no limits.
Well, no, because we were talking about it in terms of the actual trait.
Oh.
Are there more than one trait? Because you could say, I want this trait, I want to be trained, and by the end of the next maneuver, they have this trait, and this trait.
There's no requirements.
None. So it's just, by the end of the next maneuver, you have an elite force with these traits, with this trait.
Okay, I've
trained an elite force. Do you have them?
Anvil trained them.
He will, because you're going to train them.
Anvil trained.
But that's...
Thank you.
That's the persuasion role.
Right.
But if she's asking for money, then that's an opposed. It's not. And see, this is what we got into that other game. She's got to cross persuade him. It's not opposed. It's not against just her straight up will. She has to cross persuade him. Well, I'll do it, but I want cash. And then we see where it comes out.
Well, number one...
Because it's either yes or no.
Well, number one, she doesn't have persuasion. All right? So...
Well, tough.
Would
she like it?
What I'm thinking is that she'll intimidate him. Look, if you want to...
Well, that works.
Pay me.
Yeah. Pay me
or get out.
Yeah, but it's an opposed role.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I think, she can use whatever she wants.
Okay.
I don't think it would be persuasion.
Yeah.
Ooh!
Now I know why the gangster likes handcuffs.
Oh, so that's the nature of the relationship.
So that's how it is in the family.
Yes, my mistress.
May I have another? So how are we doing this role?
Aiden puts on the...
Yes! It's either persuasion, yes or no, or we're doing some kind
sometimes.
Of...
Sometimes.
It's an opposed role.
So you're rolling to persuade, and I'm
rolling
to
intimidate.
Okay.
So basically, I'll do it, but you're going to pay me this money. So basically...
Whoever has the higher role is essentially who has more success.
Okay. Right. So, but is the agreement going to be even if she gets the success, he can come up with the money next minute?
Yeah.
We just have to build that in somewhere.
Yeah. And it has to be done by the end of the next maneuver. Otherwise, she cuts and runs.
Okay. I'm forking in soldiering. And I'm forking in
now,
conflict wise.
I have to say this before you.
You just reach out and grab
the
dice like that.
No,
just like
fact,
that. Would you like some
missiles?
Because I'm going to do something, and I don't know if it's going to affect what you're going to do. But go ahead.
I just want to make this pretty little.
Oh, you can.
He's going to put a worm in her head.
That's the whole idea. I mean, that's been the whole idea for a long time.
So does, is there a worm in her head now?
No.
No. Well, he has to have a building scene.
I got to have a building scene for it. I got to get the worms. I got to get her.
It's better that you have men trained and in position so that when she gets wormed, your men can take action. I think
that is good thinking.
Or she gasses all yours.
Yes.
She takes a word.
Wouldn't be the first worm
chlorophyll.
Wouldn't be the first human worm we stomped out on this planet.
Okay.
It would be the second.
It would be the second, in fact.
And you can work in two things.
Well, okay. A skill and a wise.
Come on, Jason.
Fork in, probably hand wise, which would be appropriate.
How can he help?
And
I'm not there. Who's there? Are you there?
Everyone. All are there.
Really? Are we all
there? I don't think that. Well,
he gave me the bribe.
Depending upon the nature of
what I gave him information ahead of time.
Bribe.
I don't think
bribe-wise.
Doug's persuading.
Chocolate. Nice. You tied it to a skill. It's just an advantage. Nice.
Doug's persuasion. Your persuasion skill. Soldiering.
Should have drugged him.
Conflict wise.
Dark, white.
No,
with some sort of alcohol.
I want them all to be
ankle trained. Yeah. But what you have. Shark tooth smile.
I had some.
I think that would work.
Okay.
83%.
And essentially, what you do is you make your intimidation chips in with it. A smile.
Was that?
And if you do that, it's a call on for intimidation. 83% you can re-roll all of your failures
with jalapeno flavor. Okay.
Sounds good.
Jason wants to help me by forking in guard wise.
Yeah, we'll tell you.
For what purpose?
We'll ask you.
I don't know.
Does she have persona?
I don't know.
Persona. Yeah.
Does she use any of
it? Well, we have. What was the standpoint? Because she hasn't used any of them.
How many dice are you rolling?
Hold on. We're trying to figure out how to work guard wise into this roll.
Yeah.
Jason's guard wise.
Really?
All right.
No?
Box shoehorn.
Well, what?
No, I mean, guard wise. How? Just explain it to me. How do you work it in?
Security of the area. I mean, being able to get the Kern to actually be, because the Kern will be on the planet more than she will.
Well, you could say, you know, and these posts need guards here, 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 and it would be very appropriate to have Kern there. But it's not placement. What we're talking about just training. I mean, I don't.
All right. I don't know. I think it's a stretch to use guard wise, but I mean.
But security wise.
Well, again, tell me how. Just, I mean, give me what your argument to that would aid his to be. I mean, I don't have a problem adding in, you know, young girl in the city wise, as long as you tell me how.
That's actually a wise, by the way.
Yeah.
Conspicuous falsehood.
Luke Crane's favorite security wise, isn't it? It is.
Counterfeiting intimidation.
Young girl in the big city wise.
Security infiltration.
I gave him persuasion.
Okay.
Now,
and
these do different things.
I mean, I can assist him if I'm there. I mean, I
get to the role.
I guess I can be there. I mean, I'm talking to him mentally, but it's probably not.
Okay. Don't necessarily have to be.
Jason there. Could fork in physical training, maybe.
Something you should know.
Because he realizes that the Anvil forces physically aren't as strong as most of the biggest Kern. We can, as part of the persuasion role, persuade her that she needs some bigger, beefier soldiers.
That's fine.
From his physical.
Something you should know, though, for future reference. When I am doing mental stuff with him, my eye glows.
Okay.
That's why that mutation is there. Is
so
people don't trust psychologists, so that when you're using your ability, they know you're using it.
Right.
That's the whole point.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm generally not in the room when I'm...
No.
Giving him stuff or doing that stuff.
Especially when I'm not around.
Can you forge a link with yourself and read in the dark?
Well, yes, I can.
Okay.
No, wait a minute.
Whoa.
We got to get what hers is. Okay.
Let's get it.
All right.
So.
Intimidation, so you need 5. Okay.
And then I add in.
You're going to add in anvil wise, which is just 1. Just 1.
All right.
One?
And then. The persona, you have 2 to use.
I have a good day.
Okay, which means you can add 2 more die.
Whoa, right? Whoa, wait, what? 2 more die from what?
Persona, if
you
want.
Okay, I thought you were doing like a skill over something.
Okay, no. All right, so Deeds does something else. Fate, if you get 6s, you can roll 6s, okay?
Helping dice 5 or more, get +2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now how many have you got, Vox?
Are you helping?
Nine.
Okay, you've got eight right now. But
I didn't have another skill that I could use.
No,
though.
No, it's not appropriate. But you have that.
I got five in close combat.
That will be your your trump card.
So stay behind her. Okay. I stay behind. Not date night. I stand behind him.
What will happen is that, you know, if you get sixes,
you could probably do that.
You roll as many of the sixes as you can, and not then if that fails,
please do this.
You last, because then you can roll the failed sixes if you have those.
And I shine my nice.
Go ahead and roll. Oh,
hang on. Let me. After I put all my dice out.
What happens if there's a tie?
We are missing.
Well, why don't...
Rock, paper, scissors.
Naked arm wrestling.
If there's a tie...
Yes!
She does it, but for less money.
Okay.
For something that... How many? What's,
so instead of
how many
do you have?
Well, what is the money? What's the amount anyway? That we
seven.
Have? Seven. Mm-hmm. How about three? If there's a tie, it's, you do it, but it's...
Persuasion.
Same thing, but it's persuasion.
Round up, four.
It's routine.
There you go.
So I say round up.
Round up.
Whatever you gave him, it's routine.
It's still within because his capabilities.
It's not real. He's got five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Supposed. That's fine. We can
five. Right.
That's fine.
Four.
That's all right. All right. Sorry. That's fine. The bribe can be four dice. And are we talking about the bribe being cash that she gets and she spends and they're gone?
Yours isn't her name.
Yeah. Okay.
Yours is against whatever her success is.
I don't have even persuasion. This is just a test.
Oh. Right, so it doesn't...
D&D for nerds.
I like
that. The most apropos statement about this game I've ever seen.
All right, go ahead.
I think this has a lot of potential. If we have the proper resources invested in it, the time can really be successful.
There you go.
Two and one of the six.
Oh,
okay. Two and one of them's a six.
Oh no!
So I reroll.
No.
You have
one that you can reroll. And what do you have?
Oh,
you've got
God.
One that
the
you can
same
re-roll.
Thing. The
wow.
Exact same thing.
All right.
So you can burn a fate.
So what you want to burn a fate? All right. So we had that, and now you're it. Two.
Now wait a minute. Do we have
wait,
do we have to both decide at the same time? If
well, yeah. Out? I mean, he needs to decide if that's what he's going to do.
Yeah, I'll burn a fate. Can I add a persona?
No.
We have to do that at the beginning.
Okay.
Do you have a deeds?
No.
Oh. I got one in my back pocket.
Oh! Thought you had it, didn't you?
It's a little premature on this celebration, but it's okay.
Yeah. Oh!
I said boo.
Go.
He said boo. Oh!
These resources will really go to help the Kern become elite fighters that you're going to be able to use.
Fine, over.
Hey, but I need money.
How much money do you need now?
Seven. We're going to have to burn rolls. You and I are each going to have to probably...
What? That's only... For me, that's a 4 on 12 to give him two extra...
It's to die. No, he needs to make a 7 resources roll.
To give him an extra die, you have to make a resource roll too.
So I have to make twice. You have
to give him one die, you have to get two successes.
Well, let me start getting out some dice.
Well, not yet. Done.
Next maneuver.
It's the next.
No.
Well, it's we're done rolling.
Yeah, you're
this
done.
This happens on the next maneuver.
Okay, so we need to make a note about that. Thanks for playing, Liz.
Way to go, Liz.
Way to go, Liz.
So we got a reason why we don't invite her.
We get our training, but we have to pay seven for it. We get our training, but we have to pay seven for it.
Well, Eunice is sitting in front of the computer, and Deborah Nagomi is with her, and they are arranging for shipping to come in and for worms to be smuggled into the station.
Diana? Her?
Deborah.
This color?
Deborah. I said Diana at first.
Nagomi.
No, this is going to be a building.
So Deborah Nagomi and Eunice.
The little girl.
All right.
The queen. Okay.
Did you tell Liz that? The Valen that's the leader of the people that are trying to infiltrate
is an 8-year-old girl.
Are inside an adopted 8-year-old girl who is here with Lawson, who he had removed. It's his daughter. So she's... Yeah, it's nasty.
All right. So what they're going to do is they're going to try to arrange for a ship to get onto, or a shipment to get onto the station. It's not a big shipment.
It's not like 30,000 of them or anything.
These are the Naven, right?
Yeah, the Naven. What do you say, Naven's not that long, something
six
like that.
6 inches, something like that.
Yeah,
and they can go real flat.
Right. So
tapeworms.
Let's talk. Argument's sake, 1,000. Right. A couple of, imagine the 5 gallon pickle buckets or something. A couple.
Are they in pickle buckets?
Yeah, they're in green pickle buckets. How's that? You like that?
Mommy, I want a pickle.
So,
Stay puff.
Trying to think what she should roll. Is this, you think that's a resources?
What, to
To smuggle them in.
It's a
smuggling roll.
And it should be opposed by the tech of the station.
Yep.
It's trying to detect it.
Okay.
Scanner tech.
Which should get an advantage for my psychologist.
Well, and we've upgraded some of the scanners.
Yes, we did.
Not all of them, but we upgraded the ones we
before. Yeah, but you're scanning people.
No, we're scanning everything that comes into the station. That's what quarantine is.
The psychologists were scanning people.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, Gomer and...
any of the smugglers? Well, it's just the old guy and the guy that had a debt but doesn't have a debt anymore.
Okay.
He's actually not bad now. He's actually pretty good.
Well, that's right. That's right.
Guy I can tap.
All right. I'm just trying to think because smuggling is not what I was thinking of. Is that essentially they're going to pay somebody to do this?
Well, you could do that, but that's a link test. Here's what you do.
At some point, you still got to get a scanner.
Circles roll to find the smuggler.
Okay.
Resources to pay him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you might even be able to use the tie those two together and use resources to give a bonus die to paying the smuggler. Then he makes the roll.
Okay.
But that's 3. To smuggle it in. I mean...
I'll go ahead.
I mean, when we did the lawyer, I think the lawyer is a circles test that is aided by...
Okay, all right, then let's do that. I'm gonna get them on that way. So we'll do the circles test first, then resources.
There's a specific thing in the book about smuggling, isn't there?
Well, he wants to hire somebody to do the smuggling. He's hiring a smuggler to... They're hiring a smuggler to bring it in.
Hopefully it's as good as the last smuggler.
I think he's willing to save your role.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
You just go and have a meeting with him.
Ooh, duel of wits.
Oh, you need to hull him.
You're still mad about that wanting to kill you thing, aren't you?
Yeah, a little. So... would I be upset by that? I don't know. Would you? Well, I just want a reason not to kill you.
I didn't say that.
That's where we went with that. That's exactly where we went.
That's where you went with that.
Huh?
I just remember it going, oh, and that was the end of the conversation.
Hey, who's the perfect person to smuggle stuff in?
Somebody in my organization? I don't do it myself.
His right-hand man.
Boom! Yes!
What?
Yes.
What, persuade him?
No. His right-hand man.
Call him.
His right-hand man.
Well, yeah, but they're not here yet.
No, how? No, no. You don't have any extra worms or anything?
No.
Jeff,
didn't you have something
to tell? I
wanted to see if I could get in.
Well, you could. Right. Okay. So there's no other worms anywhere.
No.
Okay. Cool. Appreciate that. You could, though, instead of going in a player, which I thought, you know, which is a really way to go, like, I've got Ookla, he's got his second-hand guy.
Uh-huh.
Who knows how to fly. He's a good pilot. And he's the guy that dropped the bomb the last time.
That's what he got.
That's a good idea.
Go after his own guy. All right. That saves you a circles roll. All now right. You have to bribe him.
Good idea, yeah, Jason.
Persuade who?
You? Your second hand.
My second hand. Yeah. All right.
Did you get any higher?
We're gonna bribe
him. Yes.
It would require a rubber band.
What's his name? Bosch?
Zhao.
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 We're going to bribe Zhao. Let's...
Did you see? Give it.
Okay.
Hold back.
How many?
All right, so let's see.
Why stick it to the main guy? Stick it to the back of him.
So funny when they you read through the narrative, you know, actual play and stuff, and it's like, I want to get this guy in to do this. All right, circles roll. He blows it. He goes, enmity claws, and the player goes, F yeah. I think it's Torn. You know, he's like, all right, somebody hates my guy, wants to kill my character. Yeah.
All right, what do you think? A hefty bribe?
I would think so. I would, okay. Because it's his character.
Okay.
I would think, because it's his, you know, maybe trying to make a little money on the side. But I would think it would, I don't know, what do you think, Roy? I mean, it's your guy.
Hefty bribe.
Yeah, I mean, you can't buy him. He's totally loyal. What are his beliefs?
He likes little girls.
Oh, do you have him written up?
I mean, I've got...
I have never given you beliefs or anything.
Oh, well, belief one, I will accept the first bribe.
At least get some kind of...
belief number one, money before family.
No.
Oh. Belief number two. You'd
never do that.
So what do you think?
But he's a criminal. If he gets an opportunity to make some cash on the side.
Yeah, and all he knows, they go to him and say, look,
oh, wait, I'd have one belief for him. What the boss
all
wants.
All we're saying is, ship this in, no questions asked, don't tell him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This needs to stay between us.
But he's still going to have to make the roll and bring it in.
Yeah.
You just get
this. This would be great. He's going to get caught by her.
That is awesome.
All right.
Sneaking in words.
That's why I like having the secondaries. Like your guys and my guys and stuff. You got...
Samson.
Awesome.
Right.
Okay.
So a bodyguard I've got.
Huh?
So on a, what are you trying to do?
A hefty bribe.
Okay, so what is that? What is that?
It's an obstacle
of four.
Oh, so it's
all on you.
Wait, yeah. So what happens if you fail?
So you're trying to...
If I fail, I get taxed.
Well, the fail is... No.
Well, that's number one thing, I get taxed.
Well,
number two thing...
Nope.
So you're trying to get the bribe. It's
a
linked test, right? It's a two-roll test here, then, right? No, you're trying to get the bribe. Walk away. That's to persuade him. It's Tim from Alone.
I could persuade him if I fail.
I don't think you can walk away. I think you just come up short.
I come up short.
And maybe they don't pay him enough, and so he says, "Well, I'll still do this, but I'm letting him know."
Okay.
He'll say, I'm still going to do the job. Hey, she wanted me to transport this in.
There we go.
I didn't look in it, but I thought you should know. And by the way, here's 75%. Here's all the money they gave me. Minus 25% of what they really gave me. All
right. No weapons.
Oh, he gets it. He's got six.
Oh,
got
there's, two yeah, there's yeah. two sixes.
Three sixes.
Four, yeah.
And there's three sixes. Fives. Three fives? Two
yeah,
fives.
So six okay. on a...
So,
yeah, so...
So he's now got four dice to deal with.
Four dimes.
So what? You successfully hired a smuggler.
I don't know. You got.
Well, how much is the hefty bribe?
Successfully hired the smuggler.
Four dice.
Correct.
I don't know that that's
four dice.
But
that's
I don't
cash
know.
In hand.
No, they're advantage dice. He's right. He's got four advantage dice to
Jowda.
Jowda. Yeah.
Jowda gets four advantage dice to use, but once he rolls them,
they're gone.
Right.
Okay. All right. So he gets that.
So what
now? What did we say? He's got to smuggle it in.
He agrees to smuggle it in, no questions asked.
Okay.
And he's and so if he gets caught smuggling it in,
mm-hmm.
oh, but now...
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. He's going to smuggle it in.
D-H-O-U.
570.
What's his,
you see what this
his exponent like? For smuggling?
Smuggling is a 6.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Six smuggling?
Yeah.
He's a pilot? He probably... Ooh,
fork in pilot and fork in...
He's got navigation-wise?
Hidden compartment-wise.
Ooh. Oh!
And then...
what?
I get to roll He's Han Jiao-Yo.
The so queen is going to fork in bureaucracy.
What's that?
I said he's Han Jiao-Yo.
Or Jiao Solo.
Jiao Solo would have been better.
Jiao Solo? Han Jiao-Yo?
You just want me to edit out because you didn't like the way it sounded?
It was horrible.
And yes.
That's why it stays in.
She's going to fork in.
And I love it. Will mock you.
Fine.
Send your mocking to
Roy
at RusakGamers.com.
No, that's not it. Market wise.
What's that?
No, I'm just seeing what Nagomi can fork in.
There's smuggling?
There's mm-hmm. specific skills you got to use. It's
for smuggling? Which one?
570. to beat the security scanners.
You want to bribe Jason?
What is the ob, Doug? Have you looked at that?
But you all hired a guy, though. Stephen. Oh, that's his guy.
Yeah.
Stephen.
Cecil.
Stephen Thetel. That's right. That's the way they pronounce it on the home world. Okay. Which is underwater.
Stephen Thetel.
Security index. Security systems by index. We have low index. So low index tech can detect and record the use of signals, falsehoods, sleight of hand, and infiltration.
Where are you reading this?
569.
569.
Oh.
Is new. Even in. The Joust got us four dice.
You're already updating the page.
So if I use psychology, signal, security, falsehood, inconspicuous infiltration, and sleight of hand, then that doesn't. What? Is that what you're saying? If I use the next one up?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's hard to turn there, yeah.
Yeah. See, if zero index tech can detect the use of.
369. Right?
Okay. Then low index can.
516?
Should be able to detect that and zero, right?
I think it's listed both, but yeah.
Okay. And high index, anything that's in high index that is not in low, you should be able to use. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
But then, if you go to page 571,
yeah.
It talks about detecting Valen when you bring them through security. Although it doesn't talk about worms, just about people that are whole.
Yeah.
I don't know. It says when you pass your security, you roll a skill against the detection. If you don't beat, if you beat the detection, you get in. If you don't, then the detection system detects you use that skill. So you're trying to use falsehood. You're trying to whatever.
What is it? I mean, I don't think this is necessarily detecting Valen. This is just smuggling in, like a jar, which is scary in one way, but it's better for us because he still has to start hulling people, which is going to eat up action.
All right, so what's what
we're smuggling?
242 is one of the pages.
Thank you.
Well, that's just the let's say smuggling. Smuggling is used to build operations designed to buy.
Wait, aren't you using infiltration?
No, I'm using smuggling.
No, isn't he using infiltration?
No. No, I'm not going to use anything that's
in the
listed
game,
there.
Use smuggling skill and versus test against security for scans and sweeps or observation for personal and onboard inspection.
They don't give a. What is. What's our security level here?
Perfect.
What's that?
It just says it can also be used in the infection mechanics for the gambit and take action maneuvers, which I'm using the gambit maneuver now anyway, so it works out great.
See how intuitive it is?
Yeah.
Genius! Weird color, this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the more storms are moving in by now.
Yeah, it is weird color.
It's supposed to be a thunderstorm until 11:05.
Okay. I mean, why don't we just set no B that we can all live with?
Yeah, security system can all designed to do so. It's ob 2 to detect a concealed contraband item of the same tech index. And plus one OB for each level of index lower. Primitive items like box cutters count as a step below sub-index.
Are you in the security systems section?
570.
I'm looking at 570 under detection. Okay, that's no. All right. So I want to smuggle past this security. And what did we say our security level was?
Z-H-O-U.
Okay.
Bless you. You.
So we need to figure out what the ob for the security system is. Which is what? Under the technology section?
We're going to 390.
Security systems. Man stations.
I would think it's a man station, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is just the cost of purchasing them, though.
Well, what did you buy?
Well, whatever came with the system, and then we bought an upgrade to raise it to a point where it would detect
advanced intrusion countermeasures, right? Is that plus two? It costs 4 points for the first die, plus two for each additional die. Maybe we're looking at this wrong. What did we set the planet up as?
Low technology.
No, but not
quarantine is.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. With the quarantine, it seemed like there was something else too. The quarantine.
Quarantine is.
And the bureaucracy and all that. I mean.
Advanced quarantine, which strict quarantine requires a high tech index and can detect nerve.
Yeah, but we're not
advanced quarantine. All right. Pointing out the differences. Advanced quarantine requires a lower high index, and advanced quarantine is the one that can't detect optic.
Do you want to do this as a link test with like a bureaucracy to hide the paperwork?
But that's all part of smuggling, isn't it?
No. Well, bureaucracy is, well, it's hiding a paper trail is bureaucracy.
Okay. Well, we can do that.
I mean, it's like a 2 or a 3, but it would give you a bonus.
Okay. Benefit. All right. Let's do that then.
Because you've got a couple of roles. I don't know if you want to do that.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's good. All right. So we got him. Let's do a bureaucracy from the Queen with falsehood forked in from Nagomi. And the Queen will also use...
You're recording all these tests, lickety-split.
Me?
Oh, him.
So your first role was to successfully hire Zhao.
To bribe him, yeah.
Yeah.
Which he did.
Well, dang, man. I thought he was with the family.
I can't believe he did that.
That's he is.
What a turncoat.
He's a criminal.
All right, so what do you say there?
He's being hired to smuggle something.
I remember him doing smuggling last time.
What page is bureaucracy?
Dumping it.
Mm. Oh, I'll find it. I got it right here.
Oh, that was you.
I'm in traits.
No, that was my guy. That was our... That was our smugglers. It wasn't Zhao specifically.
Bureaucracy. It's stalling with red tape, no. Losing your paper trail or hiding your paper trail.
It's getting red now.
Filing in triplicate is OB1. Stalling with red tape is 2. Losing your paper trail is a 3 if you want to lose it, but if you want to hide it so that we don't know, it's a 4.
Okay.
So it's a 3 or a 4 depending on how you want it to... You know, you just want to lose the paperwork for these crates, or do you want to hide your paper trail?
Let's lose it.
Okay. That'll give you a +1, but if you fail, it's a -1, but it might lead us to the ability to find, hey, we're missing a paper trail on the shipment came in, brought in by Turncoat Zhao over there.
Not a turncoat.
Mr.
He's conniving.
Now that's scheming.
See?
Scheming.
He's not even scheming. He's just working.
We're under a severe thunderstorm watch until 11.
Yeah.
3.
Yeah. OB3. What do you got?
5.
5 on a 3. All right. And but if you fail, a -1 of the smuggling. Mm-hmm. Or increased OB.
Yeah.
Oh! 1. No 6s.
2.
So you file it in triplicate instead.
Yep. So now let's figure out what the OB is for the smuggling.
Yeah.
I would think it says the obstacle for the security system designed to detect what you're trying to smuggle in is a 2, +1 if what you're smuggling in is a lower index, so maybe 3, and then we bought upgrades for some of the scanners, so
4.
Best case I see is a 4.
Yeah, that sounds about right to me.
Okay, so 4, and then +1 for the fail.
Right.
So way to go. 5.
So if you get 5 or more, then the system doesn't detect you smuggling in whatever you're smuggling.
So 6.
If you don't, if you fail, then
he forked in 2 things.
Figures it out.
What he forked in?
That boy told me what he forked in.
Oh. What did Zhao do? Just so we know.
Hidden compartment wise and piloting
skill.
So
it's a graphic comic. It's
falsehood.
You failed to lose your paperwork. So that's a minus.
He's factored that in. That's how he's got a 5.
Inconspicuous. Hold on, let me make sure that's appropriate. No, conspicuous is not. That's inconspicuous is what I'm thinking.
It's just weird looking clouds out there. That's all. You're gonna get mostly missed.
The comic's kind of bored.
I like them. I love the one at the end with the guy with the anvil
spoiler.
Guy with the With the stories about the gamble guy with the kid, it's not at the it's a short story, sort of at the end of Shiva's War, I think. It's like a little short story at the very end.
Market-wise, the first one.
Market-wise?
Yeah, I don't know if that's...
That's iffy.
I found it to be pretty boring.
No. I'm not going to do that one. All right.
So want me to roll now? Well, wait. What happens?
What do you want?
What happens if the smuggling attempt fails?
The system detects it.
No, he's got to. If he makes it, fails it, well, he gets caught. But if he, what happens if he fails it like more than that? Maybe he could just drop the shipment and burn out.
I think you should find out.
What we got to look at is if he fails.
What happens ordinarily that you know?
It says in the book on 570 that if you fail the test against the security system detects you doing whatever.
Yeah.
So okay. It detects Zhao trying to smuggle in a container of Valen or Naven.
Yeah. So, which would lead us into the next maneuver. Yeah. I mean, that would. Yeah, I don't think we're made aware right now.
We're made aware, and this is the last roll anyway.
Yeah, and we're getting...
Well, that's good. That's good. I'm going to roll the disposition roll.
Oh, you're going to roll it?
Yes.
I thought I got hired.
You got hired.
Let Roy roll.
It really is his roll.
Let Roy roll.
He bought your dice.
Yeah, I bought your dice. Oh, yeah, and he's going to use full resources to bribe somebody.
He's eating your lunch.
That's why he's called a right-hand man.
And he's going to burn all of your...
And he's using your resource dice, and...
Man, I got my dice on everything.
What? I think you're in too excited. Right.
Wait till he gets...
One, two, three, four, five.
Oh!
Hit it on the nose.
Drat.
Zhao's good.
Yeah, he is.
Why didn't we use Joe to smuggle on the way?
He's sure better than his boss.
Wow.
I didn't do it before.
And now...
Hey, you know what? Aven could go on vacation.
Damn straight.
And we could play with Joe.
More than one for everybody.
That's right. Okay. Let's go ahead and roll for the end of the maneuver.
This is where we determine 23 for the bad guy and 15
where we
for the good
are.
Guy.
There's three phases. There's infiltration.
Usurpation
where they take over, and then full out invasion. And right now they're just infiltrating. So once we finish this phase, and each maneuver determines how far they advance in that phase. And it's possible, probably unlikely though, given the rules, that the humans actually beat the Valen in any phase, because it's supposed to be a game of nihilist type game. But they, but it's possible you can push them back and they attack or something. But as you progress, they invade, then they start taking over and infecting people, and then at the very end, they come with their ships and just take over. It's very nasty.
Okay, Flack.
Was it Gambit? That's not
pretty much
idea.
A game you lose.
Rhetoric?
You did
just
Gambit.
How you lose?
You did Gambit.
No, it was a game. Yeah, it was
yeah, you
Gambit.
You did Gambit. No,
now, Zhao gets that test,
goes right
though,
right?
It goes right through your defense.
Rhetoric?
Yes.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, Zhao gets the test.
But
eight,
hey,
okay.
Hey,
truth, definitely.
Take
oratory,
it on five,
falsehood,
right?
Doctrine, philosophy. What's
all right,
what's
I picked
best?
My best.
Yep.
To be oratory. Sir.
Which would be he sort of rallying the troops. And that's your best.
I got foreign bargaining, foreign philosophy, foreign oratory.
Rhetoric, persuasion, ugly truth, oratory, falsehood, doctrine, philosophy. That's all you can
foreign
use.
Ugly truth.
Well, our goal was to get Nicholas back in power. That was the flack.
Mm-hmm.
Right? No. Our attack was to...
I mean, we don't have to roll a defense because it doesn't matter.
Our attack was to get Lawson
right.
off the place.
So
our attack was to get him...
No, your tie goes through. Now, go ahead and take three off of mine, because that's what it costs to use this.
I got it.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, but you haven't rolled yet.
I haven't rolled yet.
Our offense
goes straight to us.
Was to remove Lawson,
right.
60%.
Right, so that doesn't make any difference.
Our defense was to get Vox elected, 40%.
Yeah, but your defense didn't.
We don't get the defense.
Yeah.
So basically, what we need to do is figure out what skill you're going to use. Everybody throws in their die, assuming they help, and I think we all did.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But... once you've done that, then you have to take away 40% of the dice. So if we have 10 dice, you have to remove 4 before you roll.
Yep.
So what skill are you using?
Oratory.
Oratory.
Yeah, it's 4.
Persuasion.
I don't see security.
Roy.
Now the question is, and I've asked this before, since he's rolling the skill and we have a connection, I mean, it's not really in the scene though.
We've had a connection this whole entire maneuver.
Does he get the link die for it?
For this?
Yeah.
For the maneuver roll?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
I don't think you get a, not for the maneuver roll.
Do I fork anything into this roll?
No,
this is just straight up.
No, this is a skill test, so you can fork in a wise, and you can fork in a.
I will
fork a helping die.
Oh, not a link one.
I will throw in oratory. Or rhetoric, and I will help him write his speech.
Okay, then I'll fork in, since this was mostly...
You should have 10 dice. We figured this out at the beginning.
Law and...
Philosophy?
Government-wise.
Oh.
Okay.
How many you got?
You should have 10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, mm-hmm.
9, 10. Great, so take away 4 dice. Because we lose
4 of your own.
We lose 40%.
Yeah, not ours.
Yeah, we want to see if we help.
Roll what's left.
Come on, baby.
Do you have any Artha before you roll?
Persona. I got 3.
3 what?
3 persona.
Well, this is a test, though, right?
I don't. This is a maneuver roll. This is the maneuver roll.
But it's a test, right? I mean, you get. I mean, he gets to rank this as a test, right?
I would think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I it says test, but I, you know, 40% on 11
yeah.
Probably wouldn't make anything. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead. I don't think we're gonna round up.
I'm on 6 die on an OB what?
No, whatever you roll, whatever you roll is an attack straight against his disposition.
Yeah.
Okay. And his disposition is what right now?
20.
Here's a 20.
Versus 13.
You think he's got already take away 3?
I did.
Okay. Other points, whether through your beliefs. Or
so we're not 20 to 3 off of his.
I'm right. 3%.
20 versus 13 before roll.
Oh, so he get, and he gives up 3 attempts, minus 3 from this.
No.
Right.
No, I gave up 3 points just by doing this maneuver.
Should I burn up all my persona? Should I leave one behind?
Do you have any fate?
Yeah.
Well, I'd
have 3 fates and 3 personas.
See, I would
I'd burn. You got 3 persona. I'd burn the persona.
Well, this is a straight attack. If we win this debate or get him lower, we have more options for our
if
attack.
If you throw out, if you can use 3 persona, right, at one time, you put all those in there, you roll them. If you get a 6, if you get any 6s in that, you burn the fate and you roll them too.
All right, I'll use them all then.
Well. I wouldn't burn all your persona.
Well, we get him again next round because we get bird chain of maneuvers.
He only gets it for the feat, for the beliefs that he has accomplished, though.
I know. So, well, I've got 1 persona.
Mm-hmm.
I've used all mine.
Yeah,
I've got none.
Okay, I'll use 2.
Yeah, use 2.
Okay.
Just saying. Don't leave yourself some options.
Okay.
No, man.
Well, it's best for us that you burn them all, but it's not best for you to
burn
them all.
Yes, it's best for us.
I'll save 1.
I mean...
I have spoken.
Big numbers. 6s. Okay. Let's see all 6s. 6s.
That'd be hilarious.
Here it is, GM.
All 6s. Here we go. Yachi.
4 is 1. 2.
3.
3.
Yeah, and it's mine.
All right. So there's 1.
Did not help again.
2, 3,
yeah,
4,
shocking. You went
5.
You
went
6.
Damn die.
I'll spend a fate and reroll 6s.
Nice. Any more dice? Whose dice is
this? I think the funny thing is how Jeff tells people to keep their hands off his dice, but he's grabbing other people's dice.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Yeah,
I'm helping.
Settle
down.
Are the 6s open?
Yes. He rolls 6s. He rolls again.
Yeah. 6s.
Ah, two more. But that's good. That's good. All right. So 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, but that's a total 11 point hit to him because he costs 3 to use his power.
Right.
You use the game.
4 from her.
So it's 12 to 13.
1 human wise from her. 3 from the people who assisted in the maneuver. 1%.
We got how many left?
Oh, we have 15. We got two for getting the current on our side. It's 12 to 15 before you roll.
That includes our roll.
Right now, it's 12 to 15.
None.
Ooh. Ooh.
1, 6.
2, 3, 4. 6. I'm going to spend the fate.
Yeah, I think we're in the last maneuver of this phase.
Probably.
Okay. 7. Now.
Yeah, they say when you get to single digits, man, drive.
How much is left?
It is 8 to 12.
Yeah, but we closed the gap. Tremendous.
Yeah, I mean, we recruited another guy on our side.
Yeah, but you know, I only rolled 3 more. You see what I mean?
Yeah, but if you get any 6s, you get to re-roll.
Yeah, but just on 3, I'm not going to waste a D on that.
Don't we get... We got an extra bonus.
You should have doubled the dice. You should have pulled
it. I could have. Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
No,
he's got 11 to 12, but I think it only doubles.
He's got 11 or 12.
It is 8 to 12.
Great.
Okay. Hey, listen, we're only down by 4. You know what we started off with?
Yeah. We were in.
Let's just recap. It was 26-21 to begin with.
We were down by 5.
Right. Now we're only down by 4.
Yeah, so we've gone through 3 phases and we've gained 1.
Yes. Good job. Look at the brass.
Well, we burned 3 of my own.
Now, wait a second. We were down at 8 in the last maneuver.
Yeah, but like listen, I burned 3 of my own by doing it this time.
Yeah, because of the maneuver he picked. Okay, we need to go. We need to talk beliefs and traits and stuff.
Wait a minute, Todd. What did you do your last roll for your building? You failed to lose the paperwork, and then what?
Smuggled it in.
And you did successfully smuggle it.
Oh,
in.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Bribe failed the paperwork. Success on the smuggling.
Yeah. Bribe bureaucracy fail, and then yeah.
And he failed, and he still hit it even.
Giles gonna buy himself a ship. All right.
Where'd you get the ship?
Smalling.
I inherited it. Well, he still has to roll the dice.
My great aunt Tilly.
Oh, he can weapons to my ship.
Because he pilots it already.
Right.
He probably used it.
Right. Yeah.
He used my ship.
Yeah, because later we could implicate you in the. And then kill you.
Job tells me.
All right. Let's go ahead and talk about it while we got time.
Okay.
Oh, we're doing good.
Okay. I think I've got from the last game, 2 weeks ago, I have the belief I will see Vox elected governor of Harbinger Rock.
Okay.
So the question is that a fate or do I get the persona for that?
Is he elected governor of Harbinger Rock?
Well, he wasn't technically elected. The guy dropped out, but I guess...
Yeah, but I mean...
Okay.
Yeah,
all right, cool. I'm cool. I'm cool.
Was he technically elected? Did they still had an election.
Right.
He just went unopposed.
The Kern are, and they are the key to annexation. I think I played that tonight. I didn't
read the whole thing. What did you say?
The Kern are the soul of Harbinger's Rock, and they are the key to its annexation. Win them, win the rock. And I'm always playing that, sort of just an engine for fate.
Don't you have to make a roll, though?
Specifically
for that belief?
I gave him a link test, though.
Specifically for that belief?
Every time he made a roll. I mean, I gave him skills.
Is the persuasion roll to get them? Would you count that?
The current win them, win the rock. I mean, I've kind
of... That's actually... I mean, that's his roll.
I mean, I thought you have to...
I don't think I get
specific to a belief before you get the point for it. I thought that's what we said.
I think he's right. I remember us saying that.
Dude.
Well, I think I did. And no, it's okay, because I've already done it, though. I think I already got it, though. Back in, like, one of the previous games in this maneuver. I think I got it. I made the roll, and I've already been rewarded for it. So I think you get, like, a chance or 2 chances to, you know, possibly 2 chances, I guess, to make it. But that, no, I'm good. All right, cool. That makes sense.
Third?
I'm good. Harbinger's Rock must be annexed. I haven't done anything like that recently. I mean,
Roy?
Specifically to that.
Let's see.
Belief number 1, the Derrican Empire is getting too powerful on the rock, and I will use my family's resources to limit their influence. That didn't really happen. Number 2, the Hammer Lord is getting too powerful, and I will use my family's resources to limit him by helping his sister. I did work on that.
Yeah.
And I will aid Vox in his quest for power. Every single roll Vox made, I got those 2.
Yeah, but you didn't make the roll. Didn't we just do that with me?
Yeah, but he assisted in the rolls.
Actually,
I assisted him in every roll he made.
know.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That's the distinction we're making here, and I'm okay with it. I just can't. I mean, we're all making rolls. I mean, the trouble is, the last rolls we made were 2 weeks ago. We're trying to remember, hey, I played this, I've been playing it, but I think have we been rewarded for...
No, we haven't been
rewarded. No, but we just started this maneuver last week.
I did actually make rolls to try and get information on Lawson that was necessary to get Lawson to quit.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
11-1 note.
Fox?
The Darkon Empire is the key to current freedom and the liberation of Harbinger's Rock.
No. But
Darkon never came up.
It never came up, so. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Crime families, black markets, and underground computer hackers are a necessary evil to pave the road to freedom on Harbinger's Rock.
I think you... Well, you didn't.
We put down the country.
You brought him in, though. I mean, in fact, I think
they helped me. I asked them to accompany me in every meeting I've had.
Okay, all right, I'll grant you that one.
I'm the best candidate for governor, and I will do whatever it takes to win the election.
I give you that, but
a persona or a fake?
That's a persona because you got it. You are the governor.
So one fate, one persona?
Yeah. Jay?
First one, doing the jobs for the family, I don't think came in because he was the one that asked me to do the most. First, I got Box's opponent will resign to blackmail.
Nice. Yeah.
And then the third one that I've got is I will prove Lawson as a Valens supporter. But I've just gotten him tracked down where the kid was.
Yeah.
Who?
Should we prove Avon as a Valen supporter?
Avon, Valen,
see the
Doug.
We read some letters. I must help Fox get elected governor of Harbinger's Rock. I don't really think I did that because you did it in the first roll of the maneuver, and after that, nobody could do anything with it.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
I mean, because I'm a I helped get rid of Lawson, but that's not the same thing as getting him elected.
You should have come in and had a conflict with me and had a duel of wits.
I must improve security on the space station.
You did that.
Yeah. We made the resource roll to... So, persona.
Got it. Persona.
And I will prove that Eloise was taken by Eunice Lawson.
You did that, too.
Two persona.
Do I get a test for oratory from the maneuver roll? Does that count as a test?
You did you do that?
It's a skill test.
Okay, but it's routine because it's...
What role did you make?
What role did I make?
Anything against a zero is a...
That's what
he made the... Well, he brought him in.
Well,
I brought him in.
He made the
building scenes.
Well, I...
He made the role.
I think... Well, he brought him in the scene, but... What was the belief again?
I will prove that Eloise was taken by Eunice Lawson.
Did we prove that...
We did prove.
We found her body in a box of goo
under her bed.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
And it was horrific.
But again, it goes back to the roles.
Well, but I made the circles test to bring in...
No, he did that.
He did make some roles.
I mean,
to do a security check.
He did pursue that with roles. I made roles
to get it going, and we did prove...
Yeah, that's a closed-ended belief, and it was proven and done, and Doug had a part in that.
Right.
So that's why I'm all right with persona.
I didn't have the defining role in it, but I had a role in getting that done.
Right.
Yeah, he did make roles to pursue and pursue that, I believe. I mean, he brought Jason in to help him. They were going back and forth. It was really cool because we were bouncing around the table quite a bit.
No, I remember that.
I specifically made a circle test to get Steven.
What would be a persona blocker, man?
It's okay.
Hey.
Moving on.
Hey. All right, instinct. Not playing an instinct to make their character's life difficult.
I sure did not do that.
That generally doesn't.
Yeah, we haven't seen that.
We haven't seen that yet.
We need to change our instinct.
No, playing an instinct that makes your character's life difficult.
Not playing an instinct to make your character's life difficult.
Not playing an instinct.
It's like I have an instinct. It's like saying I have an instinct that I always have my gun. I get jumped by a bunch of thugs. You got to pull the gun you always have? No, I left it at home on the dresser.
not playing that instinct, get your persona, but you get jumped by thugs and throw the gun.
Get your fate.
Get your fate.
Burning Wheel, though, I'm pretty sure it says play an instinct that makes your life difficult.
Yeah.
It's different. It?
Yeah.
It's opposite.
Yeah, it's different in Burning Wheel.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Pull out the book. You got 8,000 of them over here.
Yeah, I can get that.
8,000. But I don't have I don't have the one that matters.
It doesn't gold. Burning Wheel, gold. Why must I wait for you?
All right. Invoking a trait that sends the story in an unforeseen direction.
Nope.
Anyone? Bueller?
No.
Okay. A good color interstitial scene from the GM awarded by the players.
I don't even remember what my color scene was.
I think it was.
Oh, yeah. You did the little
girl. Oh, the little girl when she crawled up on her daddy's lap.
You also did the one where she had the
this the maneuver?
In the last maneuver, or this maneuver, you had the girl coming down going, Daddy.
Yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, she walks out, she's cleaning it off her hand, and she goes up and
that
calls up in his
so
lap
wrong.
And says, Daddy, I want this. And
see, but that's the thing. I mean, I'm getting a little bit sensitized to the creepiness. You're going to have to up it.
Huh? Daddy, she's ready.
What the hell's wrong with you?
He wants the fate. I'm good with giving it to him.
Give him the fate. It was sufficiently creepy.
Yeah.
But you're going
to have to up the creepiness.
Now, see, here's the thing. Jeff wants me to up the creepiness. All right?
It is creepy.
Right. He'll bring it.
He'll bring the creepy.
He will.
All right, right skill, right time. For having the skill to make the story go. I'm actually going to give it to Roy.
But it goes to Jow.
Sure. Sure.
I think that goes to...
I'm also going to give it to Jeff.
Really?
Yep.
The light bulb? What?
No, for persuasion to give to him. He couldn't have done anything without the persuasion.
Yeah.
Well, that...
Yeah, twice.
Yeah.
All right, right skill, right time.
Cool.
One more time.
Is that a fate?
Or
is that a...
That's a fate.
Right? Three times I can open it?
Four.
Yeah.
You're 10 minus your set. So if this goes against Will, it's 10
right.
minus
the... I'm burning some hard.
Body of a bloke for really good or distinctive role-playing.
Can we really argue against... Yeah, the only guy who's got a distinctive voice to take.
No, wait a second. Well, Doug did do a lot with the council beforehand. He was the one that changed out.
I tell you, the whole coming in and threatening, that was nice.
I'd give it to Doug just for the
Doug. Yeah, I'm all about Doug. That's a persona, Doug.
What do I think?
Can't argue with that either.
Remember,
that's how Joe got all his persona points. Everybody's worried about him getting
Mold Breaker.
It's all in the voice.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Mold Breaker. Roy for his character screwing his bones. Nobody says no. That's exactly what he does.
For pushing the character's beliefs to the next level. Pushing the beliefs to the next level. Mm. I don't think we've done that yet.
Still haven't done that yet. Yeah.
I don't know what that would mean.
It's something we don't know it, but we'll know it when we see it. Just like Roy said.
Yeah, because you cut your head off and drink your blood.
You have to really develop the.
Mm-hmm.
No, that would fall under the humor for an in-depth character game stopper.
Yeah, here we go.
Workhorse for doing the most work during the maneuver.
I feel very uncomfortable right now.
Joe.
Well, but Joe did a lot tonight, but Joe was the last one to go.
I tell you what, yeah, Joe was the last one to go. Mm-hmm. Last time, everybody was involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was a team effort.
I don't know that anybody stood out in the last two games, because I didn't help a lot with you guys at all last time. I just sort of sat and watched.
Right, we did the last week, and you all did the this week.
Yeah. So, I tend to think it's...
No, I tell you what, I'm going to break kind of tradition on this, just because... The last game, since we have to lump it in with this one as well, the last game, I can't tell you how thrilled I was because everyone did stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think you all get one. All of you.
Yay!
Is that Persona?
Persona.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, not you, Liz.
I mean, I know I was thrilled just by seeing it happen last time. So
it did work really smooth last time.
MVP for being the crucial element of success.
success.
Anyone?
I got Lawson up.
With help?
Yeah, I think that. I think that would really go.
And that was quick.
I mean, that was that was very crude.
And that was a way I did not think it would happen.
Well, I was going to say, well, I got his opponent out, but that was I had help from Jason.
Mm-hmm.
You went after Lawson directly and approached him.
With a massive intimidate.
I helped him. I helped him stick it to Lawson.
Mm-hmm. Right with the evidence.
What was my opponent's name?
Shasara.
Yeah.
Didn't we say we were going to give him a position on the
core tour? T O O T O R R.
Yeah.
Shezra Tor.
Shezra Tor. There we go.
Three.
We gave him something, didn't we? We had to.
Yeah, he said he wanted to be.
He's the head of the military.
Yeah.
Well, he has a seat at the table.
He promised them that he'd be the head of the military.
I didn't promise him. I said he would be invited. He would have a seat at the table.
He'd be involved in the military.
Yeah, he could be like the current ROTC chief. Who cares?
He's an advisor.
He's a cadet.
All right, what do we decide on MVP? For Doug?
Yeah.
I think so.
All right, go Doug.
Sweet.
All right. Personal goals and greater goals, I don't think, came into play.
Well, we did the personal ones already.
Yeah, we start off kind of with that.
Personal goals is one persona. Resolving a belief. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're doing that.
Okay.
You want to read it again?
Yeah. No.
I don't think no one did that.
All right.
Two personal
goals. Do you want to... Do you want to call it a night, or do you want to go into what you guys want to do on the next maneuver and just spitball it?
I think they say... Well, they advise you, yeah. Well, wait. Start at the beginning of the maneuver. Oh, do it.
Good enough. Just want to be sure.
And we can kind of think about where we've been. And
who
do we want to kill next time?
Zhao.
Why do you want to kill Zhao?
Because he's a traitor.
He's not a traitor. He's just doing a job.
You broke my heart, Zhao.
Wait a second. Leave Roy alone. He actually enjoyed playing Zhao more than he does his other character.
Oh, fun. And he's like, hey, Zhao's going to buy weapons.
Eight dice. Zhao's getting to do something? Oh,
you're rolling.
So, man, that balloon popped, and I was,
You don't get too excited when you're playing Aven.
I do.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You sat up in your chair.
Zhao is very focused. The character just basically he's a smuggler.
I think
he's a smuggler and a pilot. That's all he does.
He's Han Solo. Come on.
He's not even that complicated.
He needs beliefs.
He's got one.
What, he's got one belief.
Buy a new ship.
Whatever the boss wants, the boss gets.
Nice.
Just see how the boss. Boss gets a bailing.
Does he have the yes? Does he have the yes boss trait?
No, I didn't even. That'd be nice.
There's a yes boss trait.
I did not know about that one. No.
All right. Let's. Okay. While we're still recording.
Yeah.
Let's ask for a second party opinion.
Liz.
What?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know.
What do you think of this nonsense? Yeah.
This is fun.
I'll tell you, and I know you've got kids, don't need to mention them or anything, but a simpler system that kids could actually play is Mouse Guard, which has like one belief. It's the same type of thing. It's a streamlined system.
And the books are very good if you get, I mean, the graphic novels that they're based on are very good.
Yeah, they're based on Mouse Guard, which is a graphic novel. And they're beautiful books, and they're... And it's a fun game, but it's fun to watch, isn't it? Yeah, she's nodding. It's fun, isn't it? Yeah, we don't get any commission for this, so I don't.
Can I still hear her opinion?
She just said she liked it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you want to say more?
I'm just asking because you'll go, oh, I like that. Oh, and what did you think about this? Because Jeff will get involved.
Jeff.
No.
Not Jeff.
He doesn't ever cross the table.
I did see that using bureaucracy was almost as soul-numbing. As in the real world.
Okay. You should have seen this a couple of weeks ago when we were trying to hire a lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
We got all excited about hiring a lawyer, and we did it wrong.
Yeah, we sure did. We played actually getting the lawyer into the game incorrectly, and two, the amount of money we paid him and the way we paid him, we did that wrong, too.
Yeah.
So, and we went through and reviewed it, and so it was so great because we were sending emails back and forth and citing stuff and looking stuff up.
But we got to roll so many.
Yeah,
guys.
This is when you would hear it. Bump, bump, bump,
and then Doug sends an email and says, "You're right." And I'm like, "Really?
I'm right? For once? You think so? For once, Doug caved in and said, "You're right."
Now, as also
cave?
An aside, we.
You saw the wisdom of the argument.
We were trying to. We're still trying to merge. This system with a more combat-friendly D&D type system in another game that we're playing.
So we come up with Escape?
Yeah. No, oh, it's no. Sunny Nights.
Oh, yeah. We're Levelance Reborn.
We're playing in another game that we're playing with the other group. The main, not the main group, I guess, but the other longer-standing group.
Our auxiliary players.
Yeah, we...
Are they auxiliary now? Auxiliary. I thought we were the auxiliary.
We're on the podcast. They're auxiliary.
But they... We're playing Pathfinder, which is the D20
Paizo
version that came out with when they went 4E. But yeah, we were trying to figure out a way to adapt. We're trying to hack the rules with some stuff from this into that, and it's
the actual rules hacking didn't seem to go very well. But getting people to think about approaching different ways in the game seem to be going. It worked really well last week. You know you weren't there.
Because I like the little girls.
Well, what do you
maybe
think?
Because you weren't there.
I was like, snap. What do you think the actual reason for it going well was?
Jeff wasn't at the table.
Yeah.
See, there was the girl scribe.
That was funny. It just... I felt it was going nowhere.
Of course it was going nowhere.
So I was like, okay. Yeah, but
that's why we needed a conflict resolution.
Yeah.
Heaven forbid people actually...
I don't know. I thought other people had a hell of a time with the church picnic last week.
Oh, I don't know, but I wasn't there for the church
picnic.
Everybody got to do a little something. I mean, the other players, Eric...
Maybe because you weren't there.
Eric was... Eric was off.
Rue you, buddy.
Eric was off talking to other people and got some information that you're going to need. Your character, your Drew, will need. Doug got to fight.
Wrestling contest.
Got some wrestling contest. Made a contact. Made a nice little buddy. We had more prostitutes in that game. We had prostitutes show up at the church picnic.
Oh, it's okay as long as you're paying them.
No. Chuck Hannibal, Gary Wild.
Says the guy playing the pimp.
Chuck handled it very well.
Did you get that feeling that every campaign is the same for Roy?
Yes.
As long as it's got the hookers, everything's fine.
And then Joe sent out an email, walked back, and said, "Boy, what is it with you and hookers?"
You know what? I thought Shady Joe had a stick.
I was like, well, fine. From now on,
hookers for everybody.
By the way, I was on the Google website today for the previous Savage Worlds game, and luckily Roy has brought it and put it all in a PDF format, all the summaries. All that stuff that we posted is going offline August 31st.
What is this name?
It's
Savage Worlds.
Savage Worlds. And the postings I did before we moved.
From Google Docs?
No, it was Google Groups. It was a Google group that we've done.
So, anyway, all the stuff is there. So I've actually downloaded it, and the pages I uploaded, I'm not sure if I needed to.
It's actually fun to go back and look through.
It is.
I really enjoyed
it. It's a
good
time.
I like the stuff that Doug posted from 15 years ago.
There was a Deadlands comic that came out today.
Oh, yeah?
Deadlands number one shot. It's an Image comic.
Hmm. Nice. Shane Hensley will be at Origins.
I've never heard the artist or the writer, but it's really quality.
Columbus, he's the guy that wrote Deadlands, which is the Savage Worlds. Became the Savage Worlds.
Yeah. Cowboys World. And Zombies.
It's nice.
And Cowboys and Aliens coming out in a month or so.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
That's going to be a glorious mess.
Other than Margaret White.
Oh, that's so awesome.
That looks horrible.
I know, it's going to be great.
That looks horrible.
It's going to be horrible.
And I'm going to love every minute.
Yes.
So
yes.
You've got to be kidding.
It's going to be awful, man.
Oh,
I saw Repo, the genetic opera.
Oh my God,
if you haven't seen it,
last year.
Did you like
Repo? I saw it. I was this close to him, and I just.
You need to see it then. It
I
was
could talk
awesome.
To you, but you know what?
What is it?
He didn't want to talk to you.
No, I get it.
Going to Dragon?
Repo, the genetic opera.
Yeah, Lego to Dragon.
I get it. I get it.
Paris Hilton in it.
I get
Will Wheaton. I've been Dragon. Very special. Too many topics at the table.
Many
years. And the
it's a rock opera.
The
set in the future.
Well, I'll go ahead and say it. Last time that I went,
organs, from this company.
At some point in the night, I started drinking Jägermeister. And then the next thing I remember, I wake up and I'm wearing my shirt as pants. I have no idea where my pants are. And,
to this day.
Yeah. And I have a...
horrible taste in your mouth?
No, I have a torn ligament in my knee. And a buddy of mine...
Want to go camping?
No. And a buddy of mine wakes up the next morning. He's like, what happened? I said, what are you talking about? He says, I've got a cracked rib. I mean, we have no clue, you know? So, no. Dragon Con's a different kind of con.
What is... One of the podcasts that I started listening to, I think Jeff used to listen to it too. Fear the Booth. One of the guys on that, Adam. If you can find it out there, it's on his new podcast, The Podcast. Find it on there. He tells a story about going to Dragon Con and going to a room party in one of the hotels. And he goes in and he knows something weird's going to happen because all the walls are covered in plastic.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes straight down from there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it goes into a very bad place. Straight from that.
Very dark.
So, all right, is that it?
Is that a big enough rat hole for us now?
Okay. Good night,
guys.
Good night.
Good night,
guys.
You've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusak Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Burning Empires is copyright 2006 Luke Crane. Burning Wheel and Burning Empires are trademarks of Luke Crane. The Iron Empires is a trademark of Chris Miller. Thanks for listening.